Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
You're thinking about, like, sexy dudes you want to kiss.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, like, Dave Grohl would be a fucking awesome baby
what,
daddy.
What else does hottest dads mean? Like, except dudes that want to kiss.
All right, it's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. Right now, my esteemed colleague, John Feitelberg, sitting to my right. He's got a bag of Doritos, a fucking bucket of tobacco, and he's on his OnlyFans account. And he is scrolling through to find the new... Well, he's supposed to be, but I'm looking at him looking at hot chicks. So he's gotten distracted.
I'm supposed
to be looking for... the newest member of OnlyFans Nation, the newest performer.
Oh, I can compose a new post. Should I post something right now?
Yeah. You can post. You can just, once you
I didn't
sign
know
up,
that.
Once you sign up, you're a consumer and a creator.
Yeah.
So right now, if you wanted, you could fire off a dick pic. Like, no hoops, no hurdles.
No problem. I got one.
Don't be a pussy. Why don't you post a Google dick pic right now? Just Google image.
No, I'm not going to do that.
And post it. See how people react. Oh, we're just going to take a picture of us.
Yeah,
that would be funny if you put up a tweet saying like I just posted my first picture to OnlyFans and just see what the fucking fiasco is about.
Why does my thumb look dirty?
Because you have dirty thumbs. Because you're a fucking grimy.
That's a good picture of you.
Yeah. Then post it, man. Like I got a sexy picture up on OnlyFans. The newest.
All right, I just posted it.
John officially is an OnlyFans creator.
Yeah,
top 5% in. We are on OnlyFans.
I am literally an OnlyFans creator.
Yep,
right now.
Yep. What is your name?
I let them randomize it.
Can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
TMI port 143.
No, wait, I didn't let them randomize it. That's us. That's me. Okay, so back in the day.
So it's better than you ball, though. TMI, too much information?
I guess so, probably.
Portsmouth Abbey?
I imagine.
143,
I
love
it. Portnoy.
Oh, right. That was your... I hope they changed the password.
I hope he's changed it since then. I'm going to say it now anyway. Back in the day, our password to get into the Barstool Sports
email, which was a big deal. That was back
was
in the day. Having
fights 143,
right?
And Dave did not understand that it meant I love you
because, like, didn't like Gaz make that or something?
No, because Renee did it like with Stella. So Stella, it was always like Stella 143,
right?
That kind of stuff. So it was port fights 143.
But who made it? Who made that? You?
Dave did it. Dave made it.
So Dave
but
made
he
that.
He just didn't know what 143 meant.
So he thought it was like 246.
Yes.
123.
Yeah.
So Renee makes a password that's like I love my dog, and Dave's like, okay, I got to make a password. I'm using it. Feitelberg's using it. Port fights, and I need some numbers to keep it safe. 143, I love you. Port fights 143 to get in and getting into a. Let me tell you something. When we were blogging, email accounts were like having access to the Instagram account. Now,
right.
Getting like having like a 9 million follower Instagram account that you can post to is a big deal. Back then, as a New York blogger, I would have killed for the Boston tips because there was just that many more fans who would email tips at Barstool Sports instead of NYC tips at Barstool Sports. So we had. And the common phrase was always that the email account is the lifeblood of the blog because that's where we got funny pictures and tips on stories. But this was before like Twitter where you have instant access to everything and it would just be someone being like, yo, check this out in my town. Like there's a mayor who fucked one of the students or some shit. So that's a big deal. And port fights 143. So why did you do TMI?
I would get too much information.
Much information. Yeah. Did you do this when you were like wasted?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I was gonna say, why don't you know the answer to these questions? So, Fights is now on OnlyFans under the name TMI Port 143, and you are officially a OnlyFans creator.
I wonder. Do you think I'll get a tip for that?
I'll send you a tip.
He said a tip.
I'll send you a tip. I don't even know what my how to log in or anything.
I'm man. Definitely going to post my dick on that.
It is really only a matter of time.
At some point,
at what point will you just become an OnlyFans subscriber, performer?
Pretty soon.
Right? I mean, I'm being dead ass at this point. Like Tyga?
I'm not being dead ass, but I'm being...
I'm being dead ass.
I'm being pretty sincere.
Is it
being dead ass and pretty sincere?
You're like COVID ass. Like, might die, might fully recover.
Oh, wait, I forgot to subscribe to Tyga.
So Tyga is, you know, I'm not saying that Tyga is a fucking superstar and a like wildly successful music act, but, you know... He was part of Young Money. He's got some hits. People like his songs. For what he does it well. He ran in the car. How did he date Kylie? That's illegal.
Wait, why?
Because he dated her when she was a teenager.
Really?
And he's like 30 now. So he was like 20, which is not like, you know, I always think it gets a little bit shady.
How do you spell Tyga?
T-Y-G-A.
Okay, so it's not Tyga.
I think his name's like T Raw or something like that. On Twitter it is at
oh,
least.
Boy.
Tyga has his own chicken place now. And he's an entrepreneur, baby. He's not just a rapper. He'll show you his dick and he'll show you some chicken fingers.
Is he gonna show dick?
Well, yes. So his dick pic apparently quote unquote leaked this weekend, and I think a lot of people were like woke to it and were like, this is only just to
subscribe for $20 a month. All right, I'm gonna pay $20 for this fucking thing right now.
Dude, 1 hour ago he just posted this. So it's like music videos
that
posted
that on Twitter.
Yeah. But like this is the kind of shit I think you can expect. It's like hot chicks having orgies with fucking Tyga. How about this? This is the world we now live in, right? This is Tyga. His Twitter bio is order at eat Tyga Bites now at TygaBites.com. So he has a fucking chicken joint fucking company. And then his link on his website is his OnlyFans account. That's the world we live in now.
He's got 47 posts. That's a lot of
today
posts.
Today we'll be talking to Cody Coe.
It's just him shirtless.
Well, his dick was out there at least
on
Twitter.
It's all just shirtless pics.
How about this picture, though?
It's his dick.
Yeah.
Oh, good dick.
That thing looks like a fucking... I mean, first of all, that's the straightest dick I've ever seen. I know not everyone's curved, but that's how straight my dick is. You got a straight dick like that? My dick, I could look around the corner with a fucking spy camera.
Really?
Nah, not that bad. But I definitely hang left.
I'm straight out of Janeiro.
I definitely... You know what is funny? Have you ever...
Wait, Tyga just posted his dick on Only... How about that picture?
Because that's what he's doing, man. He's just a porn star now. Because I'm saying this is the world we live in. We're going to talk to Cody Coe and Noel Miller. They started out as YouTubers. Now they're rappers. Next thing you know, they might be on OnlyFans too. We live in a world where everybody diversifies every fucking possible stream of income they can have.
Wait, Tyga tweeted OnlyFans. What's your favorite sex position? Missionary, doggy style, on top, on your stomach. I do not ever have sex on my stomach.
I think he means her on the stomach. Right? I was like, how... There's only one way you can have sex on your stomach if you're the guy. And if that's what's going on his OnlyFans, that's going to be some
Yo,
shit.
This is just pussy here.
Yeah, there's that one girl wow, she's like spread out.
Yeah,
the one they posted on Twitter is like him with like five or six other girls, and one of them's just going down on the other chick. It's some hardcore shit.
Yeah,
Tyga's playing for keeps. He's not one of those OnlyFans where it's like, look at me like doing cartwheels in my bikini. It's like, oh no, here's my fucking straight arrow Janeiro cock. Big one too, by the way.
What's this one fucking blurred for?
That probably was on another platform, and then he just posted it over here. So here's my thing. Tyga, like I said.
That can't be Tyga's dick.
I mean, he's very much like openly like I'm on OnlyFans. Why can that not be his dick? First of all, there's tattoos all over the place. I think we can find out very, very quickly if it is or not. Why are you so surprised?
I just think that I'm very shocked that super celebrities are posting like they're straight
up. So that's what's
dick.
Interesting. Would you call Tyga a super celebrity?
He has a kid with a Kardashian, right?
No, Travis Scott. Those two to me are the same fucking guy. He has a kid with Blac Chyna. He dated Kylie when she was a child. I don't know how he got away with that.
I mean, that's just it's a very straight take.
It's so straight. Have you ever seen your dick from the opposite angle?
No. Prude. I don't think so.
What, are you some sort of pussy?
like under?
Yeah.
No.
Like if I look at my dick from my point of view, it looks pretty straight. If I see it from the other point of view, it's
really
I know.
It's curved. I got a straight ass dick
from the top.
I got a real straight dick.
I'll look at it from the bottom. I got a straight ass dick.
I got it.
Like Nick's straight ass dad. I got a straight ass dick, man. You know, I mean, obviously the preferred, if you had to really pick your dick, do you want it to, I think straight looks nice, but the curvature is, you know.
Oh, I'd like it to curve up if I could.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you give the come hither. Yeah. If I can do the come hither with
that
penis. Yeah,
no, if it was up to me, curve up.
How about the people who curve down? That's weird. But also good for doggy downs? Style. Yeah. I've seen ones that are full blown like
from where?
Fucking rainbow?
Yeah, yeah.
Where have you seen these?
Pornography websites.
Yeah, well, I imagine that's what it was, but like
not like my boyfriend or something, John.
I don't know if I've seen. I figured that like downward dogs are not allowed in porn.
Our new guy Zach is just cracking up over there. Can you get a camera on him? He's just cracking up. I would say Tyga, if he was Travis Scott, yes, that's mega celebrity, which a lot of people, Tory Lanez and Trey Songz, same person. Travis Scott, Tyga, same person. That's not racism. That's just stupidity on my part. I think he still, though, was pretty big. Like, if you've been on songs with, like, Drake and Lil Wayne and Young Money and shit, to then resort to showing your cock is a pretty far fall from grace.
What's a Tyga song? I don't know a Tyga song.
I don't know either.
I can't believe Tyga posted this dick. Well, this is blowing my mind.
And by the way, what you just did there is funny. You have to really specify it's Tyga. Because if you run around telling people that Tiger joined OnlyFans and you can see Tiger's cock, it's a very
I've
big difference.
Seen that.
That dick, he's got that weird dick where it's wider in the middle than it is on the tip. Yeah. That's strange. When your shaft is wider than your tip, that's, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's certainly a weird thing. Tyga's number one song.
He goes, since y'all already leaked it, send tips for more content.
Well, so that
I mean,
a lot of people are saying that is like leaked. Like, well, I might as well start my OnlyFans then. It's like, yeah, we're onto your shit. So let me play you. This has 891 million streams on Spotify. You know the song? With Offset. Taste, it's called.
It rings a bell.
So this is every Tyga song ever made. It's just always he did a lot of DJ Mustard beats, Mustard on a beat, huh? That all sound like exactly the same. Boy, none of these are really like ones that I would expect you to know, though. Let me play like, you know, his Young Money shit. You would know him from like he was on he's on like Bedrock and like all those Young Money.
Oh, Bedrock. I love Bedrock.
I'm pretty sure he's on Bedrock. Like all those times that Young Money like got together. I think. Can you Google that real quick for me? But yeah, that's what I mean. Like actually looking through it, it's like, wait a minute, maybe he's not, a mega star. Maybe he should just be showing his dick. He's on the Wow remix with Post Malone. You know, Wow was a big one. This one I know. This one you know. Chris Brown and Tyga. Ayo. This song's fire. Come on, you know this. No?
No, I don't think I do.
When it drops, you'll know. Hey-oh.
That rings a bell. Yep, okay. Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Top down, screaming now. So, like, that's a fucking dope song. It's Chris Brown. It's a big deal. And that guy is now showing his dick. It really just further proves to me everyone's going to be doing this soon. Everybody's going to be showing dicks and pussies.
I mean, we're literally doing it.
We are?
Yeah.
We are?
I mean, we didn't show dicks, but, like, we're literally doing
it. We're on OnlyFans.
We just posted
on OnlyFans. Yeah. So, like, that's how it starts. It's a gateway drug, bro.
I will show butthole. If tips get enough.
He said that so. Folks, for you listening at home, he looks me right in the eyes. And said, I will show butthole. Holy
I actually
fuck.
Won't because I think I have cancer.
What?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, why? And second of all, why does that mean you can't show your asshole?
I don't know.
Do you have cancer in your asshole?
I'm pretty sure I have butthole cancer.
You got anal cancer, rectal cancer?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just got a thing.
I trust me, I don't want details on this, but I can't let that go unchecked. You have to at least provide some color.
I just have a, I don't know, I got a feeling.
Is, does your ass hurt?
Are you having problems out of your asshole? I was walking home the other day, and
God
I was thinking about...
man, this podcast, dude.
I'm going to die in the next 5 years. Do you get that?
I've been prepared for that, yes.
Okay.
Let's expose this.
I was thinking about, like, just how we're going to do the podcast, like, me in, like, quarantine, cancer, dead situation.
Okay, like, you're getting chemo, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, we're going to be able to do
this
it.
This is dark.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But
and
I was,
you're
like,
dead.
I know it's going to happen.
When you die...
I will die by before 40.
Why do you say that, man?
I'm just really sure.
From cancer.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Not you're not like one of these people like, I'm going to get hit by, like, it's going to be tragic. Like, it's going to be like,
no.
Pretty
it'll
normal.
Be, it'll
get,
be
get a disease.
Something I brought upon myself.
40?
I bet I die before I'm 40.
Now, to be perfectly blunt about it, like, I will be sad if I lose my friend. But as far as, like, business goes, if we haven't, like, really fucking finished this job by the time you're 40, if we're still just, like, grinding away Tuesdays and Thursdays every fucking week 9 years from now, I'm going to be disappointed. So I'm hoping that by the time you're dead when you're 40, I can be like, well, all right, like, I retired.
I'm good.
John's dead and I retired because I don't need to do this anymore. Like, I do this because I need something to do, but he's dead now. I'm just going to hang it up.
Done. I'm sure of it. Like, be ready. Be ready. Start saving your money.
See, this is so it's so fucked up. John, like, because of this era that we live in of, like, hot takes and giving takes and being right and wrong, you're going to try to kill yourself by the time you're 40. Yeah. Just to be like you'd be 39, you'd be like, how do I kill
August 13th if I'm 39?
Watch out.
Kill myself.
Like, you're going
to
be like.
Just to prove myself right.
It's going
to
be like 20, like, 7 or whatever. You're going to be like, how do I catch cancer? Can I, like, go get it somehow? Like, start smoking cigarettes out of your asshole? I mean. Now, would you be upset if I got a new co-host?
No, not at all.
Who should be your replacement?
Oh, they won't be as fun as me.
Let's pretend. Like, who could it be?
Marty is the first name that comes to mind.
Okay. All right. Marty and KFC on KFC Radio.
Yeah.
Want me to change the name at least?
No.
Do you want me to do anything?
Nah.
Do you want me to give a eulogy?
Nah.
Throw you in the trash, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could say, like, hey, wish Sean was here. Anyway, it's Marty now, and that's fine.
That's fine. That's good enough.
Acknowledge that, like, I'm not here anymore.
Yeah, like, but it's like, another edition of KFC Radio on the Parcel Sports Network. John's dead.
Yes.
Marty's in.
Done.
I do believe, now, I'm going to, you know, respect your family's wishes, obviously, Polly and company. Well, I don't know. You never know with Polly. But I would imagine they're going to want to do, you know, a funeral and whatnot. But I would like permission right now. To actually throw you out in the trash like Frank Reynolds.
Deal.
Now, are you gonna be cremated or are we talking about your body?
Cremated.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be cremated.
So I will let your... Oh, okay. So then I'm going to throw your body out in the trash before the cremation.
Okay. Oh, deal.
So
yeah,
I'm going to take you to the morgue. Right? That's where you cremate? At a morgue, maybe? Or a funeral home? I'm going to collect your body from the cancer hospital.
Just a quick pick in the trash.
Right. And I'll
That'd be a funny-ass picture.
I will tell your family, like... let me take care of it. You guys mourn. I will go get John. I'll pick out the urn, all that shit. But on the way to either the funeral home, the morgue, the crematorium, wherever you fucking do these things, I will have
Nick.
Did you
just make up that word?
I think that's a word, crematorium.
Yeah, that's a word.
There's no chance. No.
Crematorium's a word, right?
Crematorium is not a word.
It's funny that's like crematorium.
Yeah, first thing that popped up was crematorium near me. So
yeah, listen. Put a pin in that. Yeah, write that one.
No,
down.
I already know. I know where I'm getting cremated. It's good.
So I will take you there to wherever it is, and I'll have Nick, like, recording. I'll have Zach, like, setting up.
You can't pick me up.
I was
going
to say, I might need a little help. I mean, exactly. So we will we'll have a little video of me just, like, throwing you into
trash.
A dumpster.
Yeah.
And, like, and then we'll make a video, like a YouTube, like a Twitter promo clip that has, like, Frank's voice. Like, just throw me out in the trash. Yeah.
People aren't going to like it, but you have my full permission.
The real ones will love it.
Yes.
Because they'll know. What if like, you're dying? How does that work? What if someone's dying
with skinny? I hope I die of cancer.
Well, I was going to say,
skinny.
I need you to lose some weight so I can pick it up. Right? Let's make sure it's a decently long fight with cancer so that you're down to, like, $130. I need you to be like Vibs' size for me to throw you in the trash, okay? So make sure it's a long, hard fight. What happens if somebody's last wishes are, like, pretty ridiculous? Obviously, you can't do anything like criminal. But if like you, you know, you're like, okay, let's open up the will or whatever. And it's like my last wishes are like a lot. Can you just be like, we're not doing that?
Oh, I would guess that I'm not doing anybody's last wishes. If I'm involved in the last wish, nah.
What would be like the cutoff for your, like if I die and I have a last wish that's like somewhat sentimental, whatever. I have something you want, I want done. What would you do and where would you cross the line? Like, never mind, we're not doing that.
Do I have to leave the room?
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, that's a joke, obviously, but like, I would do whatever you said.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Even if it was some ridiculous shit.
Yep, 100%.
I would.
If I had to get on a plane, I would do whatever.
Out
you said.
Of what? Like, karma fear? Or like, you want to, like, I'm no, dead, I think bro. It would just be a I'm nice in the last fucking dirt, man, or I'm dead.
Yeah, no, but
okay,
I would do.
But what if, all right, so if it's a cool experience, what if it's not? What if I do some corny shit? I'm like, sprinkle me over to Citi Field. Would you be like, listen, you're corny, bro. I'm not going to do that to you. What if I said Feidelberg has to do it? See, I think I'd be like,
I would obviously do it if I had to go to Queens.
You wrote this when you were dying of rectal cancer. You were out of your mind. You know? You don't actually want that. I know what you want. I know what you want better than what you want.
No, I would do whatever. If I just, on Citi Field, it's Queens, bro. It's 45 minutes.
I can promise you that won't be it. You know, I don't want that.
I would do whatever you said. Absolutely. Like I'm not even kidding. I would do.
All right. What if it was like, I want you to cremate my body? Meaning you. I want you to take me out in the backyard and light my dead corpse on fire. Yeah?
Done. Very good.
You probably would enjoy that.
Right? It'd be exciting.
I think it would be cool to.
If it were me for you, I would have you go somewhere.
What does that mean?
Like I'd have you go to like. I know you don't want to force me to travel. Yeah.
That'd be cute.
I'd have you go to London, or I'd have you go to Paris.
Yeah,
or
that'd be
Spain.
Cute. But see, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't, but like I would. That's what my.
No, I like that. What if I mean, you're doing it now, but I like in order, like same sort of thing for you. I'd be like, my last wish is that you take me to the waiting room of a therapist's office. Oh man, this is a fucking dark conversation. Fucking dark. That bundle of joy was brought to you by. Proactive. Now,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, let's make sure, you know, when I'm dead, my body looks nice and my skin's clear. What happens when
you... Look, I got a mortician. You'll be all set.
Yeah, right? What happens if you die with acne? You just have, like, you know, pimples and shit?
Right, no, the mortician pops it.
Do they?
I made that up.
But I bet they do, though. If you have, like, whiteheads. Oh, yeah. My God. Imagine popping pimples on a dead body.
Why is it worse than a live body?
Cold. It's cold.
We got gloves on.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know why that fucked me up, though. That's
summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company. Boston, Massachusetts, please drink responsibly.
What is a bundle of joy is our friend Kate, who announced today that she is going to be a mama. She's the first ever Barstool mama, the first ever female.
I know.
We've had a few guys here have babies, but not a woman. So we're watching one of your favorite Barstool personalities go through the whole pregnancy process for the first time ever. And I think that's pretty cool. I didn't really understand... Like, it's kind of crazy the path that I went on. I mean, Dave was already married, but, like, I had the first Barstool wedding. That was a big deal. And then the baby.
You were the first?
Because Dave was already married.
Oh, right.
So,
right,
like,
right.
The first one to actually happen was me. And then first baby was me. And it all ruined my life. So I think now we're in a place, I hope, where, like, it's just a regular company now, so... You can come, you can get married, you can have babies, you can do normal human things.
It was definitely, like, I remember your wedding was definitely a thing.
A thing. Yeah. And at the time, I was kind of, I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun. I thought it was going to be memorable. I thought, like, it was, it made it that much more, like, exciting and all that. And then looking back, it's like, you know, especially for, you know, I signed up for it. But for her, it's like, it would have been nice to just have a normal fucking wedding, you know? Remember, like, the engagement photos leaked. Remember that? People were posting.
They
logged into the website was private, but somebody, like, got the photos and posted them. And it's like, whatever, there's photos. But it's like, when it's something that's supposed to be private that's not. Boy, I wish I could do those over again, too, though. Those are bad. But I'm hoping now we're in a spot where, you know, it can just be normal shit. But it is, I think, it's there's some extra, like, whatever to it that you're going to see. Like, one of your favorite personalities is, like, great job hiding it. Great job of hiding it.
Yes.
I had no clue. I told her this.
She called me yesterday.
Yeah. She had her bangs and like, was glowing because of that, I thought. It was the first time I'd really seen the glow. In hindsight, I think it maybe was pregnancy. I don't know. But I had said to her, and I was like, I'm not just saying this now because everyone starts to shower you with compliments. But there was several times where I was going to say, like, Kate's looking great these days. But I was like, that's going to be a whole fucking thing. Right. And cheating jokes come out. It's like, I just can't say that someone looks good right now without it being a whole fiasco. But, I mean, I would never in a million years have guessed. So the hiding is a very funny this all came about because I invited Kate on Friday Night Pints. And she was like, yeah, I'd love to, but like full disclosure, I'm not going to actually be drinking. And I was like, I think I know what that means. Like, what?
See, I guess it's weird. I think once you have a kid, once you recognize that stuff.
You would not have thought
like,
twice,
like,
right?
I'd be like, okay, cool. Whatever you want to do.
But if the way she posed it, though, like she was like, fair warning. I mean, I guess not. I guess you could just think of it as like, it's a drinking show and I won't be drinking. So yeah, is that okay?
Word.
But it is that is the first. That's how you know. For normal people, for like-minded people like us, the very first sign that you're having a kid is always alcohol related. I remember hanging out with my Caitlin's friend. His name's Mike. And so we became close. It was like guys, you know what I mean? But he was her friend. And he's just like a dopey dude like the rest of us. So we were out at the bar and he was like, what do you two want? Because when you're in like dad mode in the bar, you're always like I was always hyper aware of it and trying to hide it. So like I would always get to the bar to order the drinks. Like, no, this round's on me. So I could go and be like, just give her a club soda or whatever. Right, you know? Right, yeah. But we were in a crowded bar and he was in front and there was just no normal way for me to be like, no, 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 I will order. You know, he was like, just what do you want? So I was like, well, I'll have a vodka soda and like, she's just going to have water. And he was like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. And I was like, okay. You know, like I said it very like, all right, the cat's out of the bag. And he was like, all right, cool. I was like, okay, never mind. We dodged that bullet. She was like, okay, I guess we're good still, you know? And that's just, again, because, you know. But, like, if you know us and the way we used to roll, it was weird for her to not, like, right, get a drink. And I think when you're – that's the point. When you're, like, in the world that we live in, you go to a bar, you go to a restaurant, you drink wine, you do shots, you get – you always drink, you know. So for her and for me to, like, not be drinking was a red flag. And I thought it was so funny that there was one – we were in Hoboken and we had a regular bartender at the Madison, if you're familiar with Hoboken. And – we would always go and like drink martinis. And so one night we show up and we were like, well, like only one of us drinking tonight. And she was like, oh my God. Like she knew right away. And she was saying, she's like, you'd be surprised how many people I was the first person to know about their baby. Not family members, not coworkers, nobody else, just bartenders who are usually getting you absolutely fucking annihilated.
That makes sense.
Because you have to tell them first.
Yeah.
Everyone else you can kind of skip and hide, but if you go to a bar and you're talking to your bartender, you gotta. So it's like the most intimate of like, disclosures happen first to like someone you don't even know their last name. You're just like, oh yeah, I know that person.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
And you do kind of become, I think barbers or like, you know, hairstylists and bartenders are like pseudotherapists too. You know what I mean?
See, so like, I don't treat it that way.
Bartenders? You don't?
I get it. I know stereotypically that's the way it works.
Yeah.
But like, bartenders or hairstylists, I don't like. Obviously, Fleischman,
yeah,
promo code KFC. I talk to, and she's a friend of mine. But like, it's typically not the way I treat things.
Well, I think that's also just you. You know, you don't tell many people anything, really, no, right? You keep it close to the vest. I think other people are inclined to be like, "What are you drinking?" It's like, I'll have a Bud Light and also, you know, my boss. But it's like, oh, Jesus Christ,
yeah,
you know?
Whether, yeah, whether or not they want to. Because I know that's
to,
a reaction.
Right.
No one gives a shit about my problems.
So true.
Who the fuck cares?
So true. It's like, whatever, dude. But that's how they make their tips and that's right. How. I do like having some sort of connection. I like having a bartender. I like having a – and that doesn't mean you have to, like, use them as your therapist. But I like having,
yes,
you know.
Oh, yes, definitely. But, like, it is we're also surface funny, friends.
Like, it is funny that – I remember thinking – when I moved, I was like, we should go say goodbye to her. Like, we've spent two or three nights a week with her, like multiple hours, because we would always like post up in the corner of the bar. And there was like a lot of young people in Hoboken, so they'd be like dancing and grinding and making out with each other. And we would just like chill in the corner and watch, and like people watch and make fun of. So we had like, we would talk to her a lot. It wasn't just like ordering drinks. And I remember thinking like, all right, we should like go say goodbye. I don't think I ever ended up doing it, just because like timing and shit. And then it was just like, never, like, never. I'll never see you again, you know? And like my doorman at old buildings, I used to see this guy, Timmy, every day. I'd stop, we'd talk, we'd hang out. There'd be times I would literally just like hang out downstairs with him rather than go up to my apartment. And then I move and phew, you're out of my life forever. For all I know, Timmy could be dead.
See,
for all
I
know, Timmy could be a murderer.
So I have three bartenders who I'm like friends with.
Yeah.
And I've moved because it's at my old apartment. And like I still go to that bar. Like,
yeah.
It's a 30-minute walk.
I was going to say, you're on the west side now.
It's a far walk.
Shit, I didn't think of that.
And I still go all the time because they're like, they're my guys.
Your friends, yeah.
Right? So, like,
but I also don't tell
them, like, my deep, dark problems,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
We fuck around, we're friends,
but also,
we have fun.
Also, you kind of started that during, like, I feel like it's really picked up during Corona, right?
No, it was before.
Yeah?
Like I talked to them a lot when I was, because I used to have, like, five bartenders, because it was before Corona. And then they
saying, like, we might not even make it through this.
Right, they
left and stuff
like that.
Right.
So, no,
oh, yeah, they were, like, they had to go back home, right?
Like, yeah, like
overseas.
Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, it is just funny, though, the amount – there are certain people in your life that you are – I remember, like, I like these people more than I like my friends, you know? Because it's a very surface-level relationship where it's, like, I don't ever really bog you down with anything. I might, like, tell you some problems, but it's never, like, I'm really putting you out, you know? And vice versa. You just serve me booze, and I give you tips. So,
right.
Like, it's all good,
yeah,
you know?
Fuck around.
It's a very good relationship. I mean, I had a bartender on the Upper East Side at a place called Uptown. His name was Felipe Espinoza. I was at his birthday party and shit. We were – and we would give this guy – we fell so victim to like the – I'll give you like a $150 tip on like a $60 bill.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm spending way more money this way. And I remember seeing – we were friends on Facebook way back in the day. And I'd see like his kid who had – they were like – it was like – what was his name? I think it was like Felipe Jr. It was like his fifth birthday party. And he's on like turntables and shit. And I was like – I bought those. I funded that right there. I'm buying a fucking five-year-old tables. Like,
Kevin,
I should maybe cut back on the tips.
A drug dealer who brought his five-year-old child to my apartment, and he asked if he could buy my skis. The child.
Adult skis?
Adult skis.
The five-year-old said to you, I want to buy your skis?
Like, they don't fit you, man. like I'm arguing with an infant. While his
this
dad is selling me drugs.
This is the degenerate version of the tweets we make fun of. You know, we're not doing politics here. So a five-year-old walks in.
He was in sick-ass J's, though, the kid.
Of course.
I was like, fuck those.
Because his fucking drug dealer is fucking dying, you know, like lacing him with all the fire.
He also asked about my toaster. He's like, what about this? I was like, what about that? That's such a different thing than my fucking K2 skis.
Walk out of there with my skis and a toaster oven.
Toaster.
Wow. I mean, that kid, he's...
I was like, no, you can't have either of them. Just give me the drugs, please.
Yeah, it's a wacky world, man. The people you come across. It's like, I like my friends, my family, and then like a few ancillary people that do services for me. It really comes down to like, I like booze, and I want you to make my hair look nice. So I like you.
Yeah, right.
That's really
right.
It.
You actually, all it is.
So few people in the world provide value for you, you know? Your friends and your family, they're just leeches. They just drain from you. They take. They never give back. Bartenders and fucking people
they
who service you.
Every half hour they give back.
Exclusively
to you.
Are
you
giving
are.
To you, you know?
You
I'm ugly, you make me look better. I'm upset, you make me drunk. I mean, you are the most valuable person in my life, the MV fucking P. Anyway, this is all a long winded way to explain. We are getting into our top fives today because of Kate announcing that she's going to have a baby. The top five hottest dads in the world. Who and I hope that we're our Kate's baby daddy. I hope that we are she's as lucky to have men like this in her.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Top five dads, sexiest dads. That was cool. You go first.
Top five sexiest dads. Buck.
Or, okay. You know, it's going to be sexiest, it could be hottest, it could be, you know, richest, most attractive, kind of however you want to.
I'm going sexiest.
Okay.
Because
I'm not going to.
No?
I'm going to do a bunch of different. I have Kate in mind as I do this, which is very funny, by the way. As I was describing this, Feidelberg thought I was talking about my ex-wife the whole time. And he's like, I am not comfortable with this. I'm not going to pick dads based on her. And I was like, why not? It's Kate. She's just announced she's having a baby. He's like, oh, I thought you meant your baby mama. Like, Jesus Christ, John. No.
I mean, like, I've rarely, that might be the first time I've ever told you I'm uncomfortable with this.
Yeah. And by the way, like, you absolutely should be. Yeah. If that's what I was talking about, I would be like, holy fucking Christ.
I was like, I do not want to do this. I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. I do not appreciate this idea. Like,
I don't think it's funny. I don't understand it.
I've always, like, no matter what, even if I like slightly disagree with it, I'm down. Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Fuck it. That was the one where I was like, I do not like this idea.
No, I totally get it. But, you know, Kate put out her blog saying, like, not that it's anybody's business, but, you know, he's a wonderful guy. By the way, how about Dave's reaction? Did you read that blog?
No.
So Kate calls Dave. She Googled, like, workplace pregnancy etiquette, because it is one of those things where it's like, do I have to tell you? Do I want to tell you? Should I tell you? You know, all that. Dave goes, okay. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
A fair question.
Fair question.
A fair question.
That you don't ask out loud. You think it. But if someone is telling you, you can pretty much rest assured there. It's a positive thing, John. No one's ever like, hey, just want to let you know, heading off to Planned Parenthood. But they're telling you it's a positive thing. It's an announcement.
I when you told me, I was like, is it good or bad?
If you're like 15... Maybe it's like, I need help. That's why I'm telling you. Otherwise, if someone's telling you, you can rest assured they want to tell you because it's a good thing.
My girlfriend's 26. If she tells you, it's a bad thing.
Well, you would know whether it's a good thing or not. If she came to me and told me, I would turn to John and be like, is this a good thing or a bad thing? You're right. All right, so top five dads. Frankie Muniz announced that he's a dad today. We can rule him out. He is not the father. You are not the father. But plenty to pick from. You want to go first or what?
All right, I'll go first. Ryan Reynolds, done. I win.
Yeah, I mean, that is a that's certainly a good start. He is kind of he is like the gold standard of men right now.
God damn it. Right? He's so fucking hot and sexy. Like straight up. Not even a joke. Like, I'd make out with Ryan Reynolds. I don't know if I'd suck his dick. I probably wouldn't.
I'd probably let him fuck me. Like, I would rather get fucked than suck his dick.
Yeah. I would kiss him for sure.
I mean, honestly, so I just like pulled up a list just to jog my memory. Like, the first picture is Ryan Reynolds and his family.
Like, I want to be very clear about this. I would definitively make out with tongue with Ryan Reynolds. Without a, like, I wouldn't even hesitate, Kevin. I'd be like, yes, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth and enjoy it.
All right.
Like, now that we're talking about it, like, I might be bisexual for Ryan Reynolds.
You might just be bisexual,
like,
bro.
Like, I would, like, it's not, I can't stress how much I would not hesitate to kiss Ryan Reynolds.
So this should just become top five like dudes you want to kiss.
Well, it's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, you.
I mean, right. It's the top five hottest dudes. It's gonna be top five dudes I want to kiss.
Well, see,
I don't want to kiss ugly dudes.
All right, ready? I'm gonna go a different direction then.
Uh-huh.
Dave Grohl.
Wrong.
He's not gonna be like this sexy hot guy.
You think but Dave Grohl is the hottest dad in the world?
No, I'm not. You're the one who keeps saying hottest dude.
Wait, I thought the category we're doing was top five hottest
dads. But like you're thinking about like sexy dudes you want to kiss.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of like Dave Grohl would be a fucking awesome baby.
What
dad.
What else does hottest dads mean? Like except dudes that want to kiss.
That's the intro.
like I
Dave Grohl just happened to be on the list as I was.
I fundamentally don't understand the confusion. Like, top five hottest dads, top five dudes I want to kiss with a baby.
With a baby. All right, all right, all right. Dave Grohl was on my list. Okay, again, though, I have a different angle here, okay? So, my number one pick, Eugene Levy.
Oh, great answer.
Do you want to kiss him?
Great answer. I'd kiss, yeah.
Yeah, sure. But the same way that you want to, like, slobber on fucking Ryan Reynolds.
I want right. to suck Ryan Reynolds' tongue.
You put some stank on that tongue. Yeah, Eugene like, Levy to me yeah. right now with Daniel and Twyla. What's her name? Sarah in real life. I mean, he is like the gold standard for dads right now.
Yeah, fictional no, or he's otherwise. Hot as shit. Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those eyebrows. Woo!
Oof, big time, big time. Have you ever had someone suck your tongue?
Yeah. Have you ever sucked a tongue?
I of course I have. But yeah. It was like when I was younger, and it was just like. She was just like, give me your tongue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what does that even mean?
And just stick it out.
And she's like, stick it out. And then she just sucked
like
my tongue.
It. Yeah.
And I was like, this is an interesting move.
Yeah,
I would do that to Ryan Reynolds.
I was going to say yes. And oh my God.
Number two, Chris Hemsworth.
Ah, fuck. That was going to be my second pick.
I mean, Hemsworth is an absolute goddamn weapon.
Yeah. He's like a joke. He's like a statue. You know, yeah. He's like chiseled from 100%. God himself. You know,
it doesn't make any
like
sense.
Like the fact that he's Thor, right? That's the he's that Hemsworth, right?
That, yes, yes.
I mean, that's like
he I don't
is
care for
Thor.
The other Hemsworths,
Chris and Ethan, or
and then he was kind of the laughingstock, but then he's in Westworld. He's the guy in Westworld this season.
It's a laughingstock. That makes him more of a laughingstock. What are you talking about? Which one marries Miley? Chris.
Liam. No, Liam.
Okay, yeah, yes. So he's left. Okay, I'm determined to make this at least a little bit different from you and not just be here, I want to suck on tongues. Jason Sudeikis.
Great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes, I like your list better than mine.
Don't
want to
suck his tongue, but do kind of want to
I
want to
suck
like
his tongue just because Olivia
yeah,
Wilde
it's like
does.
I want to get secondary yeah, Olivia Wilde tongue, yeah.
Dude, Sudeikis is part of one of my favorite stories, jokes, whatever, ever. When he... Olivia Wilde was on some late night show, and it was posed to her, how did Sudeikis lose so much weight? And her answer was, we fuck like Kenyans. I don't even know what that means.
I don't think she knows what that means.
I didn't know Kenyans were like...
Like, if you said, like, I was running like Kenyans or right. something like that, fine, but do Kenyans
like,
notoriously
like
fuck?
Kenyans. Like, what does that mean? I don't know, but...
By the way, to fuck enough to lose weight?
Yo,
you're doing some fucking.
I got to use a lot of Romans before I can
yeah,
fuck.
Like, yeah.
I never understood that when it's like, yeah, sex burns a lot
like
of calories.
Cardio. It's like, well, it's like 35
no,
seconds
it
long.
It's
yeah.
like walking up the stairs.
In the moment it does, but that's about it, you know?
Yeah, but in the moment doesn't last very long.
Right, at all.
The moment is
it's
exceptionally
like, it's
brief.
Like if I hit the treadmill and ran really fast for 25 seconds, yeah. That's it, man. You're not losing weight from that, bro.
me?
Yep.
Number three, I'll go Idris.
Fuck! That was gonna be my pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just fucking underdogging you the whole time.
Underdogging.
Idris Elba. What a fucking... I'd suck his tongue. Have you watched Luther yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Parts of it.
So good.
I don't think I've seen the final season.
I have Googled in my life Luther jacket probably 10 times. Because he looks so
he's
fucking good in that
great.
Jacket. He's got so much swagger. And... He also is just the words he uses. I'm a mind
good
guy.
Like oh yes yeah. now you want to suck on his mind.
I had
suck on his vocabulary
for a while. I had just a list of words that were used in Luther.
Like what? Give me an example.
Rouse.
So these are probably just like British words. Right?
But yeah, but they're cool words.
Yeah.
Rouse.
What does that even mean?
Like I don't know. I forgot.
But in the moment,
he's yelling it, and he's like, "Rouse, rouse, rouse!" I was like, "That's a dope word." I forgot what it meant, but yeah.
All right, I am gonna go. Well, this one I will just go straight up, fucking fastball right down the middle, Brad Pitt, because he's also just like the fucking dad of all dads. He like produced them, and then he bought them, produced kids, and then bought a bunch of them from Africa. Just got a slew of children. Just like, yes, that's me. I am all that is dad. I got him, like, naturally, I got him artificially, and I am just a fucking father.
I produce children from Africa. Okay, I got one here. This is a good one. Ethan Hawke. And now Ethan is not exceptionally attractive.
Mm.
He's obviously very handsome. He's in the Handsome Men's Club on the Kimmel skit. Remember that?
Yes, yes.
He is in that club, but he had a very cool answer about raising his daughter, and it stuck with me forever, and I think I'm gonna stick with it because of that. I'm gonna find it right now, but it was just about how he's gonna let his daughter make her own mistakes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, so you're going like a real dad answer here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
So it's on his daughter's sexuality.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember this because it was kind of like it made some people uncomfortable, but it was like, you know, this is real life, man.
His daughter's Maya Hawk, right?
In Stranger Things, yes.
Who's that?
She's the one that ends up being a lesbian. And
got it. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that I know that, you can kind of see it.
So what he said is he was asked about raising his daughter and her sexuality and all that stuff. And he said, first of all, you know, everybody does their own thing. But there's this thing that goes around with men that they're supposed to be scared of their daughter's sexuality. I remember my oldest Maya when she was turning 16, and it was, oh, I better keep those guys away. Keep a shotgun at the door or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give Maya permission to be her own shotgun. And if you act at all scared of her sexuality, then how is she supposed to feel? Juliet fell in love with Romeo, and you know what? It's beautiful. Is she prepared to fall in love? No. Were you? No. Nobody is. You're never going to do it all right, but you can give her confidence to know that she's in charge. She doesn't need to be scared of him. She doesn't need a dad with a shotgun behind her. She can handle herself, and she can go and have a good time, and she can make mistakes, and she can recover from them. This idea of innocence and this idea that we're not allowed to make mistakes, you know, we're all allowed to make mistakes. We're allowed to grow up, and if we don't, then we're just going to live in a tiny, tiny glass world. I've given my daughter permission to make a big fool of herself, and if she wants to break some hearts and get her heart broken, then that's fine with me. And I think that's a fucking cool-ass answer.
Well, let me just say two things. Number one, we have taken a sharp left turn from these are just dudes I want to suck on their tongues.
You right.
And number two, I agree with everything he said. I would hope, though, that we're not using Juliet as the standard.
Juliet
we're
was using, weird.
It was also weirdly just thrown on
that. It's just like Juliet fell in love with Romeo. Like,
and they fucking killed themselves because they were also young and stupid.
And they're made up people.
Yeah. It was a fictional person. All right, well, then I'm going to go
The last line of that I think is very cool.
I think also saying your own shotgun is cool.
Yeah, I'm going to give you permission to break your own heart and to break other hearts.
And you will, and it'll be terrible, right. And that's just how it goes. All right, well, I'm going to go for my fourth pick. I'll go sentimental as well. I'm going to go John Legend.
Oh, John Legend, good answer.
Great dad, obviously going through what is truly, truly an unimaginable tragedy. And then to also, on top of that, have the stoicism and, just the just like rock solid to not stoop to the internet's lows and fight about the fucking, you know, the people who are giving Chrissy Teigen a hard time and all that, to just be like a rock for your family and stay above the fray and raise those two kids and then help your wife through, you know, what is gotta, I mean, really just, I can't think of anything worse. Like that is the worst thing to go through. And so, and then on top of it, just being, you know, yeah, I would probably still suck his tongue.
I'd definitely suck his tongue. I would suck the fuck out of fucking his tongue.
Last pick for you?
Last pick. God damn. This is a tough one. I think
I got a great last pick.
Yeah?
Yeah, you better not undercut me.
No, I don't think I'm going to. Oh, boy. Oh, easy answer. Never mind. He's not on the list. Which is a big miss by that list. Tom Brady.
Mm.
Tom Brady, by the way, threw 5 touchdown passes this weekend.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Tom Brady.
I mean, he's a little bit of a deadbeat, but whatever, you know.
A deadbeat?
I mean, we don't talk about that, but whatever.
What are you talking about?
Like when he just ran away from his first kid.
He didn't run.
Yeah, he did.
No, he. Yeah, okay, this is. Okay, no, we're gonna close this real quick. She says they broke up first. He supports. I mean, Ben is very much in his life. It's hardly a deadbeat situation. Mm-hmm. They broke up, and she was like, "Whoops, I'm pregnant." And he's like, "Whoops, I'm dating Giselle." And Giselle talks about that, how she was like, "It was very hard for me to decide to stay with this man because he was like, by the way, I have a kid. I didn't know I was having a kid. I have a kid." He's a fucking Five touchdown passes, Kevin. Five touchdown passes. This weekend. He went down. The defense sucked.
Yeah.
Sucked in the first half. He said, don't worry. I got this. I'll take care of this.
And you
I'll
know
throw
what?
Four more touchdown passes in the second half because I'm Tom fucking Brady.
And if you want someone to suck on your tongue, all you got to do is be his kid.
Hell yeah.
And then he'll suck on you.
Yeah.
You want to learn how to French kiss? I got you. People learn things from their dads all the time. You just learn how to kiss from Tom Brady.
Let Tom suck my tongue.
you think that Tom Brady would suck on your tongue?
No.
The guy who doesn't put anything in his body that's not like perfectly regulated.
He's like, I'd rather have a strawberry.
That tongue is just a hunk of dead tissue that sits in your mouth that somehow lets you talk every now and then. Other than that, I don't think you have any taste buds. I don't think you have any fucking like enzymes. Whatever you're supposed to have. It's a hunk. It's like a black giraffe tongue.
Terrible. It's terrible. You're right.
My last one, fucking Obama. Fucking Obama,
I was
man.
Gonna have Obama yeah. in
if,
there.
If you undercut me on Obama, I would have been very mad. Very mad. Obama is aging like a fine wine. Forget about your politics because there are plenty of people, even from the left, who are like, you know what? He didn't really do a good job either. But now that you get away from all that, and it's just like, well, he's like a slick talking, cool cat.
Obama's a
well,
man.
Got jokes and shit, laughs at himself, well spoken, you know, the whole nine. So, Obama, the first dad up in this bitch.
Obama's a good one.
Obama. All right, we're going to get into our voicemails today. They're brought to you by Blue Nile. You're trying to get an engagement ring. You want to get some diamonds, classy diamonds, safe diamonds that are cut the right way, got the right clarity, got the right size, got the right color. You want it all at an affordable price and an easy internet exchange. You got to go to Blue Nile. They've got jewelry experts available for you to pick out the right ring and the right diamond for your loved ones. Ladies, go to Blue Nile and get your man a diamond ring. Just kidding. The double standard is crazy. You won't ever have to worry about this. But the fellas, not only are you going to have to be the one planning how and when and where to pop the question, but you're also going to have to spend pretty much every dime you've ever made leading up to this moment where you got to buy them a piece of jewelry. And that's crazy. So two things. Number one, you want to save as much money as you possibly can because you don't want to have to spend every dime you've ever made. And number two, you want to make sure you get the real deal. You want to make sure it's the perfect ring. You don't want to get something that she goes like, okay, that's nice, but I wish I had this one. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be like that guy who had to propose five times from Am I the Asshole. You want to be this guy who got it right on the first shot, got sent a safely sourced diamond with the right color and the right carats and the right everything, and make sure you do it with some extra money in your pocket so that you're not totally broke. It doesn't even have to be engagement rings, too. You can do jewelry for birthdays and anniversaries, just whatever the occasion may be. BlueNile.com. It's the original online jeweler. They've been around since 1999. That's pretty fucking early. That truly is the OG online retailer.
I don't even remember 1999.
Did 1999 even happen? That's crazy.
Like 30 years ago, right?
Yeah,
nope,
man.
No.
21.
21 years ago.
That's close. I mean, 21, pretty
close.
On its way to 30.
I'm not a math
guy. It's upwards of 30.
Not a math guy.
Definitely not a math guy. So go to BlueNile.com. Celebrate your love and life special moments with BlueNile.com. And KFC Radio listeners will get $50 off your purchase over $750. And this podcast includes loose diamonds, which is a big deal. You want to get those gems. You want to get those jewels.
Again.
Just loose diamonds.
We get, sometimes advertisers give us a little taste. I would like a big bag of diamonds, please.
At least one. I just want one diamond. Diamond.
No, I'd like a bag.
Well, I would like a
bag. I'm going to shoot for the sky.
Yeah. Let's ask for a bag and maybe we'll end up with like two each. Two each.
Let's get 20 each.
20 diamonds each.
In a bag. It's about how much you fit in a bag, right?
Depends on how big the bag is.
I would like 20 diamonds, please. I don't think that's too much to ask.
How much do you think 20 diamonds
cost? Excuse me. I would just like about $60,000 worth of diamonds, please.
Go to BlueNile.com, promo code KFC, and you'll get $50 off your first purchase of $750. Now, 20 diamonds in a bag is more expensive than $750, so you will get the discount when you use promo code KFC. Every order is insured, ships for free, and arrives in discreet packaging, so it won't give away what's inside. I need to do that meme. Porn, Blue Nile diamonds, handshaking, arrives in a discreet package, so nobody knows what it is. Shop stress-free and get your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. Voicemails, let's go.
KFC, Mike's PC. So, got a little bit of a weird question for you. Shout out to Ken. What is your, both of your guys' Rain Man skill. So, like, you know, for example, like, mine is, like, I really fucking like maps. Like, I don't know what it is. Whenever I travel anywhere, like, I'm just really fucking into, like, maps and geography and, like, that kind of shit. You know, anything, like, along the lines of, like, numbers or lines or whatever. Like, just something you're oddly, like, savantish at that you would describe as, like, your Rain Man skill. What do you think it is?
Your Rain Man skill. Well, we know it ain't math for you. We know that's for certain. I also don't think it's maps. We know that.
Why not maps?
I just don't think you're good with maps.
I'm very good with maps.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know what his thing was. I don't know. He said maps for him.
Well, I'm maps. I can do maps.
Yeah, what? You can just plug things into fucking Google Maps. That's it.
I'm fantastic at maps.
I guarantee you're not.
Well, we're going to turn this into something right now.
Okay, like if I give you a point A and a point B.
Pull up a blank map.
No, did you listen? I'm not talking about, like, geography. We're talking about, like, navigating maps.
Oh, well, yeah. No, like, I don't know what north and south are.
I was going to say, I don't know why you're being so defined about this. I know you definitively suck at this.
Yeah, no, yeah,
you mean,
right.
like how many states, like name states and capitals.
I could name the whole world, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pull up. I'm not even. I'm gonna pull up. Forget about it, if I pull up like Africa. There's no way. I'm gonna give you Europe.
Okay.
I bet you.
Okay. I bet I get 70% of Europe.
Okay. Also, someone else is gonna need to grade this because I can't do this. Blank map of Europe.
Okay. I'm feeling good here.
I mean, I'll be super impressed because this is fucking. That's hard.
Oh boy. Okay, right?
I mean, again, I'm just gonna be like, okay, yeah.
Spain, Portugal.
Yeah, that one I know.
England, Ireland.
Uh huh. What's the deal with Scotland?
Italy.
Scotland is a real place,
Scotland.
Or is just like a half a place?
One. Okay, so I got five.
You're done. Italy is great. 70%, huh?
I got Italy.
As soon as I saw that blank map, I was like, this motherfucker is screwed. No,
Italy, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Scotland, and
where's Germany, John?
Oh boy,
yeah. Like I'm not even asking you to give me like again African countries that you don't know. I'm asking for Germany. I'm asking for France.
I haven't.
I'm asking for. I am awesome at maths.
I don't know.
Dumb fucking.
Asshole. I feel like this is almost a lie.
I pull up a fake map of Europe.
Like, there's no way.
That's a decoy map.
There's no way all these countries are in the European Union. I thought there were about 9 countries in the European
Union.
There's
so many.
And
you got to start thinking about Eastern Europe with all the Slavas and all that shit, you know?
No.
Niente.
Okay, hang on. Oh, boy. Whoops. There's a different language.
It filled it in.
I pulled in a map, but it was
Deutschland. What's Alamagne? What is that? Alamagne. That's got to be
Albania.
Albania? That's huge. Albania can't be that big.
I mean, I obviously don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're fucked here, man. Oh, boy. So you stink at all sorts of maps.
Yeah.
I mean, no kidding. Yeah. What are you good at?
Push-ups.
Okay.
Push-ups are my...
How many do you think you can do?
Right now?
Yeah.
There was a time in my life I could do 50 push-ups.
No problem.
No question.
I feel like I remember you doing this at Barstool.
I said, like, a
and
man
you were
used
like,
to...
like, never mind.
All right, we're going to do it.
Oh, boy. I'll give you 30, but I feel
I
like...
I don't think I
can do 30. No? All right. I like, that's why I said I'll give it to you, because I want to have faith in my boy, but I feel like we're going to hit 20, and we're going to be, like, really laboring. And then you might start to fake it and not go all the way down, and you get to 30, and then after that, you're cooked. Right. The flannel is coming off, ladies. Get your vibrators out. Get ready. John will be grunting as he does these push-ups. Right. He's taking a sip of his Body Armor water. He's getting ready.
Doing them on the table?
Deep breaths. Are you doing them on the table, Nick says. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to break the table. He is stretching out, arms back and forth. He's doing that Michael Phelps thing like he's about to get in the water and swim. He has the red kerchief. 30?
30?
Yeah. He has the red kerchief around his neck, which he is now removing. Ladies, again, try not to get too wet. Get a mop and a bucket. John Feidelberg is doing push-ups. The pen hat, he rearranges it. He gets down. Count them out. Straight back. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, halfway, 16, 17, 18, not slowing down, 19, 20, 21, 22, a little slower, 23, 24, he's good, 25, he's popping off, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 31, 32, 33, 34, 30 fucking 4, downward dog, he's back for more, 5, 36, 37, give me 40, fat boy, 38, come on, he's leaning to one side now, like one arm just kind of gave out, 38, 39,
that's
40, that was 39, give me 40, 40, fat boy, 40, wow, he's doing 50, he's regrouping, onto one arm now, shaking it out, 1, 2, that ass is starting to stick up a little bit, I can see your small underwear from here, 3, 4, shaking out the legs, 5, get some, I mean, I'll give you $1 million if you can do 5 more push-ups right now, there's just no shot, 45, it ain't no slouch, man, no, he's down for the count, he's finally on his knees, his ass is up in the air, it's 45, which is remarkable, nothing, I mean, nothing to be ashamed of. 45 push-ups when you just were not even expecting to do. By the way, you are going to regret that.
Why? No, I don't get sore.
Oh, don't get sore. Don't get hungover. You're just a fucking piece of shit. 45. Kid still got it. I remember that when you were like, you're not a man if you can't do 50. I was like, I am not a man.
I am no longer a man myself. I've transitioned.
All right, so push-ups is yours. I have no discernible skills. I have no talents.
No?
No. I can talk.
You can talk.
I can talk. That's
you're unbelievable. I can even fill, just that.
Yeah.
While I was displaying my skill, you were displaying
yours.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
There we go. We go together well. I can just fill air. Like if you ever need like you're in an awkward social situation or something like that, I guess I could wingman, but in a very specific sense. Like I'm not going to like get you laid or whatever, but if you need to like walk into a room or a happy hour or a business setting or something and you just can't have dead air, I'm your guy. I can just fucking
you
talk.
Can.
Like, that's it.
I actually, as I started that, I was like, wow, he's like, he's making this interesting. It's me doing push-ups, and he's somehow making this interesting.
Well, there we go. That was both of our Rain Man skills on display. Good shit. Next voicemail. Let John recover.
What's up, KSC Fights, BC? Got a question for you guys, kind of a two-parter, but story behind it is I got a girl coming over right now. I know it's kind of trying to hook up, and I got a hangnail, and I know she gets around. And so my first question is, do you think you can get
definitely
an STD through like the opening of a hangnail? And the second question is, what would be the weirdest possible way to get an STD that is not sexually related?
First of all, you absolutely can get AIDS through a hangnail. And I don't care what the fucking internet or the doctors say. It just doesn't make sense why you wouldn't be able to. We're talking about an open wound put inside of something that has AIDS. I used to get so afraid of that as a kid. As if girls I'm going to finger in like eighth grade. I wasn't fingering girls in eighth grade. As if girls I was going to finger in sophomore year of high school are going to have AIDS, Kevin.
One of my funniest blogs I ever wrote for Barstool Sports was about my third blog I ever wrote. Do you remember it?
No, about this?
The AIDS blog?
I mean, that rings a bell. I don't remember the specifics.
People were upset about it.
Yeah. Like, you thought you could catch AIDS, right? Like you thought it was like contagious. Like,
my
not
roommate.
I mean, AIDS definitively is contagious. But
my roommate worked for a gay man with AIDS.
Oh, God.
And he like go to the apartment every day. And I was like, are you wearing gloves when you use this computer? and he's like, I was like, do you put like toilet paper on the toilet seat? Like, when you take a shit, like, I'm gonna get AIDS from you. Like, it was a joke. I think the blog was titled "I Wouldn't Shake Magic Johnson's Hands."
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember that. Yep. Good old days. The fucking good old days. You can just be ignorant as fuck. But seriously, but that one, that's different than like I used to be like, I mean, everything I learned in health class, it's like open. It's an open wound, and you're talking about putting it in there. Like, why can you not get AIDS through a fingernail?
I actually, this is very weird that we got this question, because yesterday on the train, I was thinking about getting AIDS.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but I was. And I was thinking, I got it through a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Again, I was conscious. It sounds like a dream, but I was conscious just thinking about this.
Right.
And if I got it through a blood transfusion, I would just say I got it from gay sex. Because blood transfusion sounds like such a lie. I'm like, whatever, I got it fucking a dude.
Dude, if I got AIDS from a blood transfusion, I would be furious at whoever transfused
like,
my
you
blood.
You gotta be kidding me. I gotta tell everyone I'm gay now. I would be like, either I would become a heroin addict or I would say I was gay. I would not say, it just sounds like a lie. Well, yeah, no, it was from a blood transfusion. Like, No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Liar. This answer here just says, like, well, this is just a fucking message board, so who knows? But it says, like, you'd have to, like, soak, which sounds disgusting, by the way. It said you'd have to soak it through HIV-infected semen or blood or vaginal fluid. Imagine that, just like a bowl of it. But
let me,
I really
let me
don't get
a bowl of HIV-positive cum.
Yeah, right. I mean, that is... But I don't understand why it's not. So, doctors, can you, like, get at me and tell me why it's not a concern? Because it feels like it absolutely should be. The worst way to get an STD – well, there. I mean, is that your answer, like blood transfusion?
Yeah.
I would say the old, like, urban legend of toilet seat. Imagine if that actually happened to you and you were like, I got, like, gonorrhea from a toilet bowl.
Well, you can't get STDs from – as someone who's been tested for STDs, as we all have, hopefully. Remember the doctor told me that – he's like, yeah, you can't get STDs as long as you shower afterwards.
Yeah.
He said, and again, I quote, this is always the line I give. He said, you can swim in gonorrhea.
Yeah, that's just
as long as you shower
right.
afterwards, you're fine.
That guy just doesn't deserve to have a medicine license. I mean, that is just not correct. I just don't get how he was a doctor. All right, let's do one more voicemail because we got two interviews today. We've got Cody Coe and Noel Miller, and we got fucking... Tommy Lee.
By the way, we interviewed Tommy Lee last week, obviously, when Robbie did. I spent my entire weekend just telling anybody who would listen about our Tommy Lee interview.
I mean, he's,
I think it's our best interview ever.
All-timer. He's certainly the best, like, he's probably the best got, like, the best get. Because, like, we've had probably bigger names, if you will, but not for our purposes. For what we do and who we are. And just, like, guys and our generation, there was a lot of shit that, like, we couldn't even get into the interview, but Tommy Lee represents so much more than even what we just talked about, where it's like, this dude is literally sex, drugs, and rock and roll for, like, a whole generation.
And he was, like, it's the greatest compliment we've ever received is that his publicist texted our booker in the middle of the interview and says, we have to keep this to 30 minutes because these three left unprompted will go for 3 hours.
I was like, fuck, yeah, we will.
Yeah,
and that is, if I could get one reputation in the industry from like publicists, they'd be like, these conversations go too long. Like these guys are too good at this shit. So we gotta keep our, like, we gotta rein it in. I was so flattered by that. And he said that to us and he called Bob Fox a rad dude.
Rad.
I told Bob Fox I would literally go get rad tattooed on my body in the Mayhem font. You know,
ooh,
he has Mayhem.
Yeah.
And I have it say R-A-D in the same way that his tattoo says it. And I'd be like, that's because Tommy Lee called me rad. That's fucking insane, man. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by Healist. Modern life.
Good.
Ooh. That scent is what?
Citrus.
Fuck yeah. Healist restores your body's natural balance and cultivates its innate capacity to heal. I'll tell you what, my capacity to heal is at rock bottom, so I need all the help I can get. Living is a constant state of stress and anxiety and exhaustion. That's just like the way it goes, man. That's not even like, oh, like I'm a soldier at war. That's just like, yeah, I live. I exist. I'm over the age of like 22, and that's it. Stress, anxiety, exhaustion, and it shouldn't just be the norm, though. You shouldn't just, like, succumb to it. It's time to defend our wellness using things like Healist. It's 100% natural, vegan, and clean ingredient CBDs, CBD oil that actually works. That's the main thing. People always kind of say with CBD, does it work? Does it actually work? With Healist, it does. It's organic CBD blended with other clinically tested natural ingredients. So right now I'm looking at this one. It's the Sleep Drops Double Strength It's got the 40 milligrams of CBD, but it also has essential oils and a terpene blend. So, you know, we're going to mix in a little bit of chamomile. We're going to mix in a little bit of lemongrass, a little bit of jasmine, all these things that, like, you know, that are viewed as kind of like hippy-dippy. And it's like, this shit works, man. There's a reason why. So they combined it with the CBD, and now they've got the natural stuff to go with it. So you can get the dropper on. I'm going to hit that. I mean, I don't want to go to sleep just yet, but you know what? For the love of the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you did.
Ooh, it's tasty, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like that. No THC, so you won't get high. Triple lab tested for potency and purity. All natural. They publish all their lab tests if you're worried about all that. But it's not. You're not going to fail any drug tests. You're not going to be sluggish or paranoid. It's just all the good healing properties and the trial size of their best-selling peppermint-flavored calm and sleep drops you can get for free right now. They last between 5 and 10 days. It's peppermint-flavored calm and sleep drops. And you can get that today when you go to Healist, like Realist, but with an H, HealistNaturals.com/KFC Radio. Sign up and get your free sample today. That's HealistNaturals.com/KFC Radio.
Hey, KFC Fights, first time, long time. Hey, I had a quick question for you guys. I want to hear what you guys would say about this. If you guys were a fugitive and running from the law and had to change up your appearance, what would you guys do to change it up? Would you shave off all your hair, dye your hair, grow a beard? What would you do about changing your clothes? Whatever you got to do to lay low from the law.
Turn into you. Imagine that if you just like turn into me and I turn into you. I was like, are you KFC? Cool. But nope. Nah. No, I'm not.
I understand the confusion, though. I'm on a podcast with him.
Yeah, just fuck with people. What would you do if you had to switch your look? I know you're very, you know, you're into your look and you love your look, but what's like your secondary look? If you didn't have your look and you had to hide, what would you want to be like a... like a skater look? Would you want to be like a gothic look? Would you want to be a preppy look?
I'm a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you kind of are, which makes it tough to
I can't do like
switch,
the opposite because,
you know?
I bounce around everything. I think I'd shave my head.
Shave your head.
I've actually wanted to shave my head for a while now.
By the way, that's the best way to like hide. Like if you have hair, a decent amount of it, and then you cut it off, shave it off, no one's ever going to.
I really want to shave my head. I'm just scared it won't grow back.
Absolutely.
Like I'm terrified of it.
It's like looking a gift horse in the mouth. But yeah, you don't want to tempt fate, man. You fly too close to the sun on wings made of a fucking barbershop. I am convinced it wouldn't come back if I cut it. And I don't know why.
See, I feel like you have a stronger hairline than I do.
Oh, you're in the front?
I think so, right?
Dude, your hairline's straight across.
Really?
You have, like, the strongest hairline ever besides Jerry Ferrara. Jerry Ferrara is just, like, a centimeter above his eyebrows. It's crazy.
You get the free head?
I've got the power alleys, for sure, but I've always had that.
Yeah.
People tell me I'm going bald. I just have, like, a widow's peak, which sucks, but also at the same time, it's like, I'll probably just look like this when I'm dead.
Right.
It's not the best when you're in your 20s. It'll be good when I'm, like, 60. But I've always had that widow's peak. You just are straight across. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but like there's like a little
motherfucker's
bit here.
Fishing for compliments.
No, I probably get I just get more tattoos. I think.
I don't think that really changes your.
I don't
look
think
enough,
it does.
Unless you become like that dude.
Like face tattoos.
Yeah,
I'd get like the Christy Mack like cross.
If you shaved your face and shaved your head, you just had a. You look like a Q-tip, just like a white knob on top, you know. Uh-huh. And you got some face tattoos. No one would know you.
No.
Yeah.
I would get the Christy Mac, by the way. What's up, baby? I love you.
Half the head or the tattoo?
No, like the cross she has. And like I think the eye drops overplayed, but she has.
Well, the eye drops are supposed to be for if you murder people.
Yeah,
right?
But some people don't get that. Yeah, that like.
I think I would go. Maybe I'd throw it back to seventh grade me, and I'd start wearing like jerseys and Timberlands and shit again. I feel like you get canceled for that these days though. Can't do that anymore.
You hated Tim's?
I would probably... What could I do? I mean, I would love to shave my head again, too. I like my hair, but I love the idea of, like, just no mess, no nothing. Oh, my God. One day soon. Sometimes I wish
it... Do it together?
I'm not gonna, but one day. Here's the thing. Sometimes I actually think about, like, I wish I started to go bald, because then I would treat myself like a cancer patient. I've always said if I ever get cancer and I'm on chemo, I would shave my head to be like, no, I'm not gonna, like, slowly go bald. I'm just gonna do it.
Oh, no, I would do it. I'd let it go.
Yeah? You would like rather have like clumps of it coming out?
Too many people shave it.
And you want the sympathy too, don't you?
Of course. Yeah.
Like, oh, look at that guy.
Yeah.
They would just pick, like, that dude's ugly. He's got a shaved head. It's, if I had Tufts missing, they'd be like, oh, he's got a disease.
He's got cancer. Yeah. Sure.
Nothing better than good old sympathy. All right, let's get into our interviews. We're starting with the legendary Tommy Lee. It's brought to you by Thursday Boots. They bootstrapped this startup. They've been shaking up the industry with ridiculously high-quality boots that they sell at direct-to-consumer, unbeatable prices. Head on over to ThursdayBoots.com and try it today with free shipping and free returns. If for any reason you don't love your size or fit, Thursday Boots has got you covered. Check out their survey afterwards after checkout to let them know that I sent you there. Tommy Lee on KFC Radio, what's up?
Oi!
Yo. What the hell's going on, yes. Bro?
What's up, man? How are you, brother?
Fucking killer, man. How you guys doing?
We're good. How is my man, Robbie Fox? You guys have a good combo?
Dude, that dude's rad. He's really awesome. Dig him, man. He's super cool.
He's like 23 going on like 63 with his knowledge of music, and like he's an old soul, you know?
I noticed that, man. Yeah. He knows a lot of shit. Wow.
Way more than I do. I'm old. I'm 35, turned 36, and he's like, he's schooling me about music. I'm like, shit,
uh-oh,
man.
But we just listened to some of the new shit off Andro. Fucking Take Me Down. Dude, that I'm like kind of a... My musical preferences skew towards like 13-year-old girl shit.
You're a pussy.
Right? Yeah.
Right? Pussy.
And then I fucking heard that, dude. I was like headbanging at my desk. That song
hard.
Fucking goes. Who's it's yes. with? Was it Kilvane? Is that how I would pronounce the guy in it?
Yeah, Kilvane.
Dude, he fucking smashed it.
Yeah. Oh my God, he murdered it, dude. Yeah, you'll have to turn your camera around and show me the broken pieces in the room. That track definitely makes you want to break shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, though, the way you've structured this is pretty cool, where it's like two sides to it, right? There's like the shit that goes hard, and then I think you kind of phrase it as almost like male and female or like macho or however you break it up. It's a cool way to do it. I think it really works.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's funny because when I was done with the record, you know, I had all these tracks and I'm trying to sequence it like, okay, I want this track to go into this track, then this one. And I was like, no matter what I did, it didn't feel right. So then I don't know. And I didn't plan on this is fucking weird, but I, all of a sudden I just took the female energy tracks and I put them on this side and I put the male energy tracks on this side. And it ended up making I speak like an old school terms, like an album or something, but I am releasing vinyl. So it's cool. Like one side has got all this male energy and testosterone. And then the female energy side is the same, but with female energy. So it turned out really cool. And that's why the record's called Andro.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's got a dope vibe. And I honestly don't think anybody's ever done a record like that too. That also, that got me excited because it's something I don't think anybody's done.
Well, Nelly had Sweatsuit.
Nelly did famously do that. Yeah, Nelly.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Tommy. You're not the trailblazer you thought you were, bro. Nelly had you.
Nelly. I don't think that was female energy. That was more like in the club and, I don't know, a lounge energy. But I don't think I've ever heard the album. I just remember famously Nelly had an album called Sweatsuit.
Did you keep an eye, Tommy, during quarantine on what the rap world was doing with on Instagram with Verses?
I did see a little bit of that here and there, but
the concept was like either producers or rappers would kind of go head to head on Instagram, and they would go track for track, record for record, and it was, you know, it was a battle with like, we would declare a winner as fans, but it was really more just like, these are fucking two dope artists and it's like a celebration of their music. But if you had to do something like that in your realm of music, who would you want to go head to head with, as far as it could be against a drummer, against another band, as a producer, whatever you think, who would you want to battle over social media for the fans?
Man, you know, first of all, I hate fucking competition shows.
Okay.
So do I. So I'd probably fucking say,
why is that? What don't you like?
I just think like just today in general, like everything's a fucking competition.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, really, dude. I don't know. I'm just
with music. You know, music is obviously a subjective thing, and you could be in a male mood, a female vibe mood. Like it all varies and changes.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah. And it takes it out of the, you know, or sorry, it's in that fucking, you know, what are those stupid shows, like American Idol?
Yeah, the voting. I can imagine. I could imagine, you know, people in the music industry hating that shit. That's like, let me just fabricate a superstar. Let's vote on it, and now you're an artist. It's like, fuck that. It's against the whole way. Yeah.
Totally.
This took you 2 years to make, right, Andro? You've been working on it for 2 years?
Shit.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it sounds like a long time, but really, that's just how long it took. I mean, you know, only because, yeah, you could put a bunch of bunk fucking filler tracks on it, but I really wanted to make a full record where every single track is killer, like, you know. So there's a bunch of stuff that didn't make the record, but once I felt like I had, I'm like, okay, this shit rips.
I'm always so fascinated with music. Like, you've been doing this shit a long time now, man, right? And like, it's kind of one of the only industries or arts, if you will. You know, when you're an athlete, you have a prime. Your body shuts down, and eventually, like, you can't do it anymore. Music, you could just you fucking do it forever. But like, you know, the industry changes. Even the way you were talking about albums, it's like, I feel like people aren't even doing that anymore. It's all just singles. So like, the business changes, but obviously you can still just keep churning out music. Are you think you're just going to do it forever?
Well, I mean, as long as I'm, you know, as long as, you know, it still blows up my skirt, you know? Yeah. I mean, yeah, dude, I fucking love music. I breathe it. Like,
have you ever had a moment in your life or career where like it wasn't doing it for you? Did you ever like take a break or, you know, just never, it wasn't blowing up your skirt?
Yes. Yeah. In 2016, once the Motley final tour was done, I was like, that's it. I'm done. You know, we're done with Motley. I'm going to take a year off. I'm not going to listen to one song. I'm not going to put on any of my favorites. I'm going to like just air it out. Like, and that's what started Andro, was I just literally disconnected from everything. And I came down here. I made it almost a year and came down here into the studio, and I just started going at it. I had all these ideas, and they weren't inspired or influenced by anything. They were just like, this is on my mind right now, and this is what I'm feeling. So
I think everyone underrates that so much, specifically with creative brain. Where like, if you just keep going and going and going and going, you just get fucking burnt out. And like, even a week, you got a year, a week, whatever, like just that little time off, you're like, I'm not fucking doing it. I'm just shutting it down for a bit.
It resets you.
And you get like a completely new inspiration, a new lease on life.
Totally. Otherwise, you're just kind of churning out what you think is, you know, cool, but it's just more of the same. And that's no fun for anybody. Shit.
Was this done before quarantine, Andro?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was done before then. And it's funny because since quarantine, I have almost another record.
Wow, ready to rock, yeah.
I've just been down here just like, well, can't go anywhere, so fuck it.
Dude, so I was going to ask. My girlfriend is a big fan of Britney's podcast, and so I was going to ask, like, what does quarantine look like with Britney and Tommy Lee? But apparently it's you just working it.
Dude, you know what? Not a day, a minute, a second goes by around here where my fucking – my cheeks hurt or don't hurt because,
right.
I mean, she's fucking hilarious. And she's always doing shit around here where I'm like, oh my God, you know, like, so it's boring. It is not. She's wild. And she's just, you know, everybody's always laughing around here. There's always some dumb shit going on.
We read something saying that you were kind of already doing quarantine before quarantine even started, right? You were just chilling and staying at home in the pool, just rocking out.
Pretty much. I mean, I don't typically leave my house that much anyway. So when quarantine came, I was just kind of like, well, I'm not that much has changed around here.
when I was actually listening to you on the podcast Turning Point, and you were saying that, like, you're like, I'm just gonna lay by the pool and drink. When Tommy Lee lays by the pool and drinks, like, which sounds like a casual activity, how many drinks are we throwing down, and what are we throwing down?
That's the real question. What's the drink of choice?
Vodka.
Just
straight,
vodka
straight,
just fucking pretty much straight, like like a glass like this size, right? Filled pretty much with vodka, and then an eyedropper with maybe a little cranberry or lemonade in it, with like maybe
just for the color,
like a garnish.
I think at one point, I think I even got like a little spritzer, like a little.
Like, nah, babe, it's a mixed drink. It's a mixed drink. We're taking it easy tonight.
Yeah. And my wife's like, God, you know. Fuck, you drink more than anybody I've ever seen. Like, maybe you should drink some water. And I'm like, there's so much water in these ice cubes. I'm good.
I would have to imagine, man, when it comes to like putting drinks back or just having a good time, you got to be one of the greatest to ever do it, no? I mean, you got to be one of the most skilled, talented drinkers, partiers the world has ever seen.
You know, I definitely do enjoy it. That's for sure. And sometimes too much. Right. Sometimes too much. But hey, you know, now, whatever.
I've seen The Dirt, right? Love The Dirt. MGK, who's real hot in the news right now, played you, and he just released an album which I love, Tickets to My Downfall. Let's say you and MGK are, because he's talking a lot about partying on that record. Let's see, you and MGK are partying head to head. Can you take him down?
Oh, dude, yeah, we went at it actually during the filming of The Dirt, the movie. We were in New Orleans where they were filming, and Nikki and I went down there like the first week of filming. So everybody's just kind of like, you know, it's that first week, everybody's still kind of getting to know each other. And although I've known Machine Gun Kelly for quite a while before this, but anyway, we get there, and of course, you know, they're playing us. So, yeah. You know, you got, you know, us there and them there. And like, dude, we went out to some clubs and some dinners that those poor places were like, yeah. Oh my God, you're not going to fucking believe who came through here last night.
You see that crew walk through the door. It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Pull the fucking fire alarm. Yeah. Like, I'm off tonight.
Totally. Yeah. We're close.
What is it like, you know, do you sign off? Do you have any say in a guy like MGK playing you, or like, how does, that's got to be a weird feeling where it's like, do you co-sign that? Are you going to do me right? Do you tell him how to do it, or do you let him do his thing as an actor? That whole experience has got to be a trip.
Yeah, it is a trip, you know? And yeah, we were, you know, it's interesting because, you know, obviously, you know, we wanted, you know, some sort of, you know, control in who's playing us, obviously. But this came completely unexpected. I get a phone call from Colson, and he's like, dude, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what? He goes, dude, I'm playing you in the movie. I was like, what? Immediately in my head, I'm thinking, dude, this is there couldn't be a better guy. Like, we have the same build, with the same height,
right.
Same. We almost, like, we even walk the same. If you were to walk behind us and watch us walk, you'd be like, the fuck? These guys brothers? Like,
yeah.
There's so many similarities in our personality and all this. And then once he told me he goes, dude, I'm playing you in the movie. He goes, dude, I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to fucking kill this. I got the script. I'm coming over because I want to know if this shit went down like it went down. And if it didn't, I want to know how, you know, he goes, I want it to be perfect. So he comes over and we go through it several times. He's come over a couple different times and we went through it line by line, and his dedication was just insane. And then the dude goes out and he takes like 4 months of drum lessons to learn how to twirl and do all my mannerisms and shit that I do when I play. And fuck, we went there to go watch the first week of rehearsals with the band playing, and Nikki and I were sitting there and we're watching. It was the most surreal thing to see. You're sitting there watching yourself. You're like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was super surreal. And the guys, they all they all murdered it, man. They really did a fucking fantastic job.
Now, there's one, you're saying he wants to know if it really went down like this, it really went down like that. There's one scene in particular from that movie that sticks out to me. And it's
the opening scene.
It's no, not the opening scene, not the opening. Although the opening sticks out as well. I guess I got a couple. Dude, but the one
who starts a movie with the squirter?
Yeah. That's how you know we're setting the tone.
In my experience, Tommy, those are towards the end, bro.
Only here, baby. Only here.
But there's the scene where I think it's earlier on, and I think it's when you guys first started with Ozzy, and you're opening for Ozzy. You're by the pool, right? You're drinking your big cup of vodka, a lot of ice in there, so you got all your water going. And then Ozzy comes out and just like pisses and then blows a line of fire ants, I think. Did he really do that shit?
Dude, he absolutely did it.
What is wrong with you guys? You're all fucking lunatics, man.
Dude, well, I mean, if I don't know if they really covered pre that in the movie, because he got this giant bag of fucking cocaine and he was like, dudes, I got the shit. I'm riding with you guys. So he wanted to ride with us on our bus. Because we had a long overnight drive to Texas.
But wait, even back, so you're opening for him, and he's like, "I want to roll with you guys."
Yeah,
that's the best cosign you can get, man.
Right? Yeah, he's like, "Fuck, I don't want to ride with my guys. I'm riding with you guys, and we're gonna fucking party." So we're literally up all night just doing fucking mad rails and drinking, being fucking crazy. We pull in to that hotel, the scene in the movie, it's like 10 a.m., dude. It's like a fucking Four Seasons with like the family and kids by the pool. Well, I'm talking like a nice 4 or 5 star hotel, but families, and we are fucking wasted. And we stop by the bar and we just go out to the pool, and here comes fucking Crazy Town. And we just kind of set up shop around the pool, and Ozzy's like, I gotta fucking pee. And we were in this thing with Ozzy. It was this like, who could kind of out rock star, out gross
each
other.
Right.
So that's where we were. And all of a sudden he just whips out his dick and is peeing at the Four Seasons pool. I look over, I see moms grabbing their kids, covering their eyes and going, "Come on, honey, let's go." He's clearing the pool. And so my point is, Ozzy pees. As he's peeing, Ozzy, I could tell because Ozzy was just about done, and Ozzy was going to go down to lick up his own pee.
Oh, God.
And so in true crew fashion, before he could lick it up, Nikki beat him to it. So now Nikki's licking up Ozzy's piss, and obviously Ozzy's looking to one up, right? And he looks over, and some kid left a little, you know, an ice cream stick, you know, the little
yeah, the ice freezer,
popsicle stick on the ground, and there's a fucking mad trail of ants going to this popsicle stick. He looks over and he sees it, and he goes, and he just gets on the ground and he just starts ripping this line of ants. And we're like, okay, you win.
Yeah.
You win.
The wildest thing is, like, I hear that. I'm like, oh, that's so gross. Whereas like me and my friends eat moss, like, yeah, intentionally.
Everybody kind of does it.
Everybody has their own. When we lose at beer pong, it's like, all right, the punishment is you got to go suck a moth off the wall. And it's like these big, nasty moths. It's awful. Tommy, you'd hate it.
But that sounds cool, though.
It is cool. It's so much. It's such like a bonding experience. You're like, oh, that's gross. Fuck yeah.
What does a moth taste like?
It doesn't taste good. You got to get it fast because it still flutters
in
your
mouth. These are like big moths, too. We're not talking about the ones that are just all wings. These are like chunky, gooey, fat moths.
They taste like dusty. They're not good. I like that I made Tommy sick.
Yeah, that takes a lot to make Tommy fucking Lee get grossed out. That's saying something.
Yo, what do you think would have happened back on those days? Like if, like, say those moms and kids had phones and shit. You think the crew?
You guys would have been fucked with social media.
You think you'd get canceled?
Dude, could you imagine? Like, I think about that literally all the time. I'm like, do you realize that we got away with fucking murder? Mm-hmm. Like, Literally.
Maybe literally, guys. Like,
no, maybe. It was like, I mean, fuck. We didn't have to have fucking chicks turn in their phone at the fucking tour bus door. Mm. Like, this was before people were even fucking with condoms. Like, nope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone just ran it till the wheels fell off. There was no Instagram. There was no, everyone just, fuck. That time will never happen again.
No, and I never. Think
that's one of the the coolest things about the movie is I see it from a lot of people who weren't around at that time, and a lot of their messages to me are like, God, man, that just must have been the most insane ever, fucking raddest time to fucking be alive. Like, I'm so bummed I missed it, and I'm like, yeah, you man. Know what,
you should be
it was fucking crazy, and I'm alive to tell you. It definitely won't happen again.
What is it about the, like, I guess rock star life? I guess maybe you alluded to it already, saying you're trying to one up each other. But rappers party and country guys are slinging beers. Everyone has their fun. But like, why are you guys so fucking crazy? Are you rock stars because you're crazy, or are you crazy because you're rock stars? Is it chicken or the egg?
Fuck. I don't know, dude. I call us shit magnets.
Okay. Keep going.
For some reason, we're just at the wrong place at the right time, or I don't know how, like, I look back and try to figure it out. Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, we're these four guys from fucking LA that somehow put a band together, and the fucking band blew up, and we went around and toured the world and just created fucking mayhem everywhere. And the four of us are still alive. Like, I don't even understand how that works. Like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I think we're all extremely, I believe lucky. There's talent in there.
Talent,
and there's just, and there's plain fucking just sheer stupidity that just has had us,
now,
do what we do, I guess. I don't know.
When quarantine ends and you guys get back on the road 2021, right? We're doing the Motley Stadium tour.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, God willing.
June.
What does that look like? And how different are we? Are we still fucking, we still ripping and running?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yo, you're not tired by now, man? I'm so washed up. If I have like a bottle of wine, I'm like, oh, I'm hungover. My head hurts. You guys are still rocking at this age?
Dude, I've been trying to tell him, you just got to keep doing it. And then, like, you just get used to it.
Yeah, it's like a fucking hangover. Like, what are you going to do? Fucking sit there and, like, no, just have another one and you're good. Like, just keep it moving.
It's a well-known, people are like, oh, wait, when are they going to have a cure for hangovers? There's a cure. It's another fucking drink, man.
Exactly. Fuck, when will people learn? Like, they're sitting there nursing a hangover with aspirin. I don't feel good. And eating, like, weird food. Just have another drink, dude, and you will be... Tommy,
we're going to teach everybody. You and I, baby. You and
I. Please. So we got some folks out there that need some help.
Man.
Yo, so we got this game called Answer the Internet, where we have these weird questions we ask our guests. Okay. We got a handful of them we're going to run through with you, if that's cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ask the Internet. All right.
All right, let's see. Would you rather be a pig and be able to orgasm for 30 minutes straight, or a lion and be able to have sex 60 times a day?
Ooh, the fucking pig sounds awesome. If you could feel like that for 30 minutes,
dude, guys get the shaft. Guys feel it for like half a second. It's like 1 second, done, it's over. I want to have like a girl orgasm one time.
30 minutes,
dude,
though.
30 minutes?
Think about 30 minutes when you're on minute like 24 and you're just shaking and shit.
Dude, we would explode.
Plus, I feel like you guys probably already were like lions. You probably were fucking 50 times a day. That's probably not even a big deal for you guys.
Dude, exactly. That's not even a thing. The 30-minute orgasm.
What do you think your record is? How many times do you think you fucked in one day in your prime?
five.
Oh, okay.
Five.
All right. That's good. I'm happy. I'm kind of somewhat on the same level as Tommy Lee. All right, right.
Next up, what do we got?
All right. If you could be the patron saint of something, what would it be?
Patron saint of...
Be the what?
The patron saint of something. Like, what is it? The St. Valentine is the patron saint of love.
Yeah. So Tommy Lee would be the patron saint of...
The saint of... Oh, my God. Rhythm.
That's a bold one.
That's a real answer and a good one, dude.
If you could have footage from one memorable moment in your life, what would that video be?
Holy shit.
You know what? Probably watching my first son being born underwater in a bathtub.
Oh, wow. You did the water birth? That's crazy.
Yeah, home birth. And like, I just probably, well, just that in itself is just an epic sight. But my reaction would be, it would be priceless to have that footage, because I was sitting there, and as you're watching a baby's head, I'm watching my son's head come out of the fucking vagina.
That's how it works.
And it, right. And it's underwater, and I'm sitting there like a fucking moron. I'm like, you got to get him out of there.
He's going to drown.
He's going to drown. And then everybody's like, dude, he's been in liquid for fucking, you know, months and months and months. He's fine.
But I don't know
that all that logic went out the window, and I was just thinking he was going to drown, and I was just freaking the fuck out, probably just, you know, throwing more panic and into the whole situation.
I thought one cool one you said on that Turning Point podcast was being able to see your parents that night, like the night you opened for Ozzy, when they was like, it's like, yeah, like, yeah, he made it. He's serious. He definitely did this music thing.
Dude, that's another priceless one, man. You know, like at the end of the day, all as we, you know, are one of the big things that we want is to, you know, is that fucking, you know, that like, that, you know, that,
the approval that or the affirmation.
Yeah. That affirmation or approval from your parents going like, man, the motherfucker did this. Yeah. he said he was going to do it and he did it. It's not like he said he was going to do it and kind of did it.
Right.
He's just, and I just remember their face. They're looking around. This is at the Forum in LA, and they're looking around, and there's probably 17,000-18,000 people. And the look on their face was just like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just pure pride and joy. Like, fuck, right. Told you I didn't need high school.
Yeah.
I told you, fuck high school.
All right, last one. We'll let you get out of here. If you could upgrade one body part, what would it be?
Oh, man, one body part.
I think we know what it's not, Tommy. I think we know which one we're going to leave alone.
I guess... Fuck, one body part.
It can be like looks, it can be toned, it can be whatever the fuck you want it to be.
You know, I guess it would be my I would improve my skinniness. I wish I was like a little beefier. That's all.
Okay, you'd add a little. I thought you were gonna say you'd get skinnier. I was like, Tommy, okay, you're fucking svelte as hell, man. You look great.
No, it's fucking, dude. It's the craziest thing. I still weigh the same I weighed in high school.
That's fucking crazy. Like,
what?
Like,
you got a hell of a metabolism, man.
And I eat like a motherfucker and like not always the best shit either. And I just, I don't know. Maybe I got tapeworm or something.
We'll let you get out of here on that, man. Andro is out October 16th. Tommy Lee, man, it's a fucking pleasure, bro.
Thank you, dude. Really appreciate it, man.
Oh, man. Nice talking to y'all. You guys be good and be safe and all that shit.
Yeah,
and it was nice to see your pretty faces.
Hey, thanks, brother. You're a legend, man.
Have a good one. I mean,
just the man.
Let me tell you, let me give you a little.
Just the man.
Let me just give you a little look behind the curtain. Obviously, if you know Tommy Lee, there is one topic of conversation surrounding Tommy Lee, which we did not broach, which we could have talked about for hours, but we were asked to not bring it up. So we said, okay, when you can have like a legendary interview with someone where you did not tackle arguably the most memorable thing, that's how fucking interesting
you
that
can
cat
make
is.
The argument
that Tommy Lee's the first dick I ever saw that wasn't mine. It's not an argument.
I was going to say, you could state the facts.
Yeah.
It's certainly the you know what Tommy Lee did? And we brought up his dick real quick, and if you could see, if you're watching it or you see a clip of it, he was kind of like, okay, funny. Yes, I have a hammer. We don't need to talk about it. Right. Like, I've talked about my dick for 20 years. Very, so I was like, all right, I tried it.
He wasn't an asshole about it. But I like that.
Listen, I got to do my job, and then you can kind of, like, shut me down and in a nice way. Fine, we're good. Tommy Lee, I think, like, let the world know white guys can have big dicks, too. That's an important thing. He's like the reverse Jackie Robinson of dicks. Like, we're not all just small peckered guys. We've got hammers, too. Not a lot of us. Not me. But Tommy does. Unbelievable. I mean,
I cannot stress how much I enjoy Tommy.
Can I tell you, like, I've seen a lot of chemistry in podcasts and whatnot. You and Tommy Lee clicking over the hangovers was like watching two like best friends. I mean, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, everyone always says it. They're like, oh, why don't we have a cure for hangovers? We do. It's alcohol.
I swear. He was like,
Nick,
can we cop it?
Can we get a clip of that? Because yeah, that's
we're leading with that.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, yes, dude. Like in that moment, you know, like there's times where like we're talking about a celebrity, a comedian, and we make them laugh, and we're like, wow, I just made like XYZ laugh. For Tommy Lee to be like, fuck yeah, this dude parties, you know, this dude knows what's up. That's a ringing endorsement. It's crazy. So unbelievable stuff. Let's get to it now with Cody Coe and Noel Miller, two guys who are just dominating the internet game and doing it in a way. I like them because they're not like in a TikTok house, and they're not like kind of corny YouTubers. No, they cool are on YouTube, but they're just like regular ass dudes, you know? It's brought to you by Bubs. Bubs Naturals. I did not know this. Bubs has taught me so much. Things like collagen. We need collagen. Did you know that?
I thought collagen
was like, you know, girls put them in their lips.
So yeah.
Like, we need collagen. It's like what leads to like wrinkles and like droopy skin, but it's also like what keeps your joints together and what keeps your ligaments strong and stuff. And like, I don't have collagen in my body.
All news to me.
None, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know this stuff, and I certainly don't have any collagen. So Bubs Naturals replenishes all the natural things you need in your body that you're not even thinking about. It's like, yeah, the extent of my knowledge is like protein and like fucking water, you know?
Protein and egg whites.
Right, right.
Which are just protein.
And Bubs is coming in with collagen peptides and MCT oil, all of these things that are sustainably sourced, grass-fed, pasture-raised collagen peptides, no fillers, no flavors, no impurities. It dissolves. It's a powder that you put into hot or cold drinks, and you get all of these natural things in your body. Whole30 approved, NSF certified for sport, keto and paleo friendly, GMO free, and everything that you buy, 10% of it goes to charity. So you'll be getting that MCT oil powder, and you'll be helping out a good cause while you get collagen and peptides and all these things that help you burn fats and keep your body clean and healthy. Go to Bubs Naturals, B-U-B-S. Naturals.com. Promo code KFC for 20% off. That's BubsNaturals.com. Promo code KFC for 20% off. Cody Coe, Noel Miller, what's up? We were actually just talking before you guys got on here, and then Noel was kind of making a joke about it. Do you just roll like just you two? You're not a part of a clique, a gang, a house, a clan, all that shit? Is it just Cody and Noel?
I was explaining to him that not everyone in LA has to do that. See, that's the thing. It's like, in LA, it's so expensive that people had to make shit up for having 17.
Oh, is that really it? I mean, I guess I'm so naive to it. It's like,
oh, is that what it is?
We're all go like, yeah, we'll go like 17 ways on our rent.
Yeah, because then it's like, why do you have 17 people in your house? Oh, we're a TikTok clan. That's all it is.
I guess I feel very
16
stupid.
People in a studio apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
We're for sick.
So we're what you're saying, you guys are just fucking rich enough that you can have your own houses. What you're saying?
I have empty rooms in my house.
I was going to say, what are we doing here?
You
man?
Got no fucking books on your bookshelf.
What's the one thing
in a bookshelf? I don't even fuck, because I don't need them. I'm too rich for that shit.
What is that one picture on the shelves back there?
It's probably of his
feet. Oh, no, all right. Wait, there's more. There's more.
Hold on. Which one are we talking? That one in the corner?
Oh, the way your head was blocking it, the closest one there. Yeah. What is that?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That says, It says death. It
says fuck y'all, I'm rich.
Reaper, and it says have a beer with me.
Oh, all right. Okay, I like
and then
that aesthetic.
A gaming in progress sign back there because you know I like the game. And then two diving awards from when I was in college.
So. You're a diver?
You're a diver?
Springboard diver, yeah. Yes, I was.
Thank God this fucking TikTok, or this YouTube shit worked out, bro. Yeah,
yeah. Otherwise, yeah. I'd be a diving coach right now.
That's an interesting thought. I really never put the pieces together there that people are living together because they almost fucking have to. But I feel
bro.
I almost moved in with my ex-girlfriend because we just needed to save rent.
Yeah, man.
The most common shit in LA. You know how many people are in like forced relationships because of rent?
Yeah. Same thing in New York.
I'd leave her, but then I gotta fucking pay the full amount.
And it gets expensive.
You can really put like a flat out dollar amount on your love for this.
I didn't even question it. She's like, should we move in together? I was like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of economical benefits to being in a couple.
Yeah, man. And then
you know what my favorite shit is? Like, you can't put a price on love. Yeah, you can. Ask anyone who fucking survived the 2008 recession. There's a fucking number on their relationship.
Add up your cable and your utilities and shit.
There are people who are still married from the 2008 recession. They're like, fuck, I don't even like this person. She just saved me $1,600.
I would have left
bucks.
This motherfucker, but the mortgage is so crazy on this thing. We went upside down on a boat.
Like, listen, I love you, but I also really love having red zone.
Yeah, man. Adds up. You keep getting those when you order the movies and they're $19.99 because they're not available for rent yet. That shit goes up. You got to date somebody in like the fall and spring months when you're not using the heat or the air conditioning, and then you're allowed. Then you can love freely. It's those high winter months,
That's half the Barstool listeners is motherfuckers who can't pay for red zone. Just, man, she's such a good girl, man.
Yo, half is a low number, man. It's 100%. It's 100% of the listeners.
Don't you hate her? She got red zone, man. I got to stick around, dude.
Yeah, the amount of people, the longest running joke, the biggest cliche in the world, right, is like the Netflix password and streaming service passwords. Yeah. And, I mean, that shit is really, it's like $8.99 a month. You know, it's so low, and there are people who are still.
But it adds up. So me and my girlfriend are doing it right now, right? So I just moved in with my girlfriend. And
because of rent,
we all have both of us have Hulu, we have Netflix, we got Prime, we got fucking Peacock, we got all of them. And we're like, we gotta decide who's gonna keep what. And I'm like, I'm gonna keep it all because what if this goes wrong?
Yeah, that's the new prenup. It's like, I'm gonna keep my own streaming services in case.
What did you say? Peacock?
That's NBC's. Because that's where. So Parks and Rec just went there this month. And then The Office is going there at the end of the year. So, like, I mean, I need those two shows.
Do you guys watch TV?
Not like that. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think that's a white guy thing.
Wait. Peacock is or just fucking television is?
No, rewatching sitcom shit, that is like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 100% right. Cody, do you watch the shows?
Oh, yeah.
white. Yeah, man, listen. Come on.
Kevin basically just threw up a white power on that.
I said white. I hit the P, and I was like, wait a minute. We'll edit that one out.
Cool. Fellas, I gotta go. That's it.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Parks and Rec. Love Leslie Knope. White power.
What I learned, though, when we started to get into the YouTube shit is how much, like, the younger generation will, like, the guy here that we have is, like, the YouTube expert. He's, like, at night, I just, like, pop on YouTube, and I run through all my subscribe channels, and, like, that's how I watch TV at night. And I'm just a little bit too old for that, or like that was never my thing. That's so foreign to me to be like, that's my entertainment for the night. I go on Cody's Ghost channel, I go on this channel, that channel. It's like a whole different way of entertainment, really.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because like it's wild to make a piece of entertainment that people like to put on in the background.
Yeah, really. That's what it is, right?
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, that's
every podcast.
Yeah. I just learned that because I'm not really a podcast listener, but I finally, there's one show that really like grasped me and I started to listen and I realized in like an hour long, I'll probably pay attention like 15 minutes to that shit.
There's someone naked cleaning some shit right now. They don't care about anything.
Right. That we're talking about. Absolutely. And then it's bad news though because it lowered my bar even further because I was like, well, who fucking even cares if that episode was that good? No one's really even listening anyway.
Yeah. See now you know what it's like to be a YouTuber.
Well, especially for you guys.
It's the same thing with anything, even movies now.
Right.
Oh yeah.
We're sitting on the couch watching a movie last night, and I'm like, "Are you enjoying this?" To my girlfriend, she's like, "I love this." She was on TikTok for 45 minutes. I hadn't looked up one time. And I'm like, "You don't even hear it. I don't understand."
What movie
and
was
I
it?
And then I did the exact same shit right afterwards.
Yeah. What movie? Yeah.
We were watching the James Comey Rule.
Oh, so, that's how was role, that?
The one about James Comey. It was great.
I'm not gonna ask your girlfriend, but I'll ask you.
Yeah.
So see, that's the problem.
When I was actually watching, was great. And if you're watching, were fucking hilarious.
If you watch some dumb shit, like yeah, TikTok's fine. It's like when you're trying to keep up with a real movie like that, and you're still just on your phone half the time. It's like you don't know. You didn't watch that. You don't know what you're talking about.
No.
When you guys hit a certain number, I mean, what are you guys at subscribers wise? It's got to be a fucking joke of a number. How high is it? Do you even know anymore? Do you even look? Do you even care?
I mean, Cody hustles way harder than me. So he's like 5. I'm like hovering around 2.
At what point do you guys are you still like hustling for subscribers? Or are you kind of just like, we're set, like we have enough and it's gonna keep growing?
I don't think you ever feel like it's enough. But yeah, it's like a weird like I don't know.
Hey, Noel. It's enough.
Trust me, you have enough. You can spare some.
You're enough, brother. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Whenever I'm like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to post a video for these 2 weeks because I'm doing whatever. Then it's just like that nagging feeling that's like, oh fuck.
Yeah, but
yeah,
so
the algorithm really like kicks you in the balls, man.
Yo, the algorithm is another thing we just like I'm starting to learn about. And the algorithm giveth and the algorithm taketh, man. There are times where I'm just like, fuck you, algorithm. Why not? What did I do wrong, algorithm? Why don't you love me, man? It's crazy.
Yeah. And then you upload some shit that you don't even think about, and that for some reason takes off, and you're like, why do I even try?
Yeah.
You ever spend like half your brand deal money shooting like scripted sketches and just for people to be like, I don't like this. And you're like, cool, yeah. Fuck me.
So
right?
Do you guys get in? Do you get into the comments and whatnot? Do you pay attention to that shit?
Sometimes, like if there's a comment I don't like, I'll fucking bark back. I don't
do
care.
You? Yeah, I'm like that too. He's not. I do that, and people are like, they act like it's like, oh, I'm in your head, or it's like a sign of weakness, or clearly, I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to like fight. Sometimes I want to clap back. It's not like the end of the world.
It's I think it's a selective thing. Like sometimes someone says some bozo shit, I'm like, nah, man, you're just a dude with like a fucking 172 video Minecraft playlist. Like, I know you dress like shit. You don't got good opinions. You're ugly too. Fuck you.
I like how you went to that. Yeah. That's it. You look like an asshole. You dress like a goddamn son of a bitch.
What about you, Cody? You mix it up?
No, I don't.
No. Cody's my guy.
I don't even really look at them anymore.
I was going to say, do you even look? So that's the key.
I mean, I used to be all about it. I used to read every single comment, and I didn't understand when people were like, I don't read the comments, because I'm like, you got to know what people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to like search my own name on Twitter all the time, like do that shit, like go deep. And then, I don't know, everyone just hates me now, so I don't read shit anymore.
What? Cody's exactly me. Everyone hates you, and you're like, whatever. It happens.
Yeah, you know, this guy.
Once you're like on the internet for long enough, it's just people just start hating you.
Everyone hates you. It's fine. Whatever, like, man.
Well,
I wish you didn't hate me. I wish you didn't, but you do. And I'm not going to kill myself over it. Maybe.
I've always thought, not yet at least, I've always thought, I don't know, you guys are on a higher level, but for us it's like the worst level of quote-unquote fame, where it's like you're big enough to have people who hate your guts, but not so big that you can't see all the comments. You know what I mean? Like the Kardashians, those people, they can't even keep up with comments and feedback because there's so much of it. I can keep up with it, but enough that, you know, there's just random assholes who will say nasty things all the fucking time. So,
I mean, like for the most part, I don't reach it. Like that's the funny thing is, like, I'll get on Twitch and people be like, I tweeted this thing at you. I'm like, I never saw it.
Yeah, come on, like, man. Yeah,
yeah. I muted your ass in fucking 2016. Nah,
I just like don't read notifications, man. It's just I don't know. Well,
you guys also aren't in. You're not as heavy in Twitter, right? Twitter's just a fucking hellscape.
I mean, I think we both try to pop in and get a joke off and then run away.
Yeah,
that's how we look at it.
Well, how many mutes you have?
All the time.
Did you? Yes. Yeah. See, I mean, we've been doing it for like since like 2009, and I mean, I'm a full blown Twitter addict. So, and it's just terrible for your site.
Dude, in the past like couple years, that place is Twitter is a shithole
nightmare. I think when it's good though, it's the funniest, man, because it is like that's where clever people, like you said, are getting jokes off, And when it's good, it's great. And it's just very rarely good.
There are great jokes on there. It's just like now it's like 90. It's like,
bro,
10% jokes and 90%.
Powerful. It's too many kids and moms. Too many kids and moms. Get the kids and the moms off the internet. Get them the fuck out of here. They ruin everything. They ruin everything. This the internet is for fucking drug users, alcoholics, people who hate themselves. Like this shit is like self-abuse. This is not for kids. This is not for moms.
I love that.
Get the kids and the moms out of here, man.
Yo, you should have a drug test before you tweet everything. And it's like if you don't have drugs,
you have to be positive. You have to test positive.
That's great. You know when you tweet something and it says like retry, like this went right to your drafts? That's what happens. Yeah. If you're not on drugs, it just goes right to your drafts.
You had to have been fucked up in the last 72 hours to be on the internet. Like we need for the internet. There should be a reverse breathalyzer on your phone and your PC.
It's
you
like, gotta trace amounts of cocaine detected.
Send that shit.
Thank God. Finally.
But you know what's fucked up,
guys? I'm shitting.
You know what's fucked up? We're still gonna get shitty old people on because they're all fucked up on opiates and stuff. So they're gonna be like, they're gonna pass that shit with flying colors.
Yo, and we'll still get moms because they'll test positive for like.
All right, you're right. True. The drugs are out. Yeah. The drugs. Yeah. Everyone's on drugs. That's not good enough.
Everything but white wine. If you test positive for white wine, you're out. That's it.
The kind of moms I'm thinking about are the ones that are fucking clean. You know, like. Soccer mom, eat your fucking crackers.
Well, we're going to get a lot of...
Yo, they're not clean, though.
Those girls are on Xanax all day long, bro. They're not. Yeah. But yeah, I watched The Social Dilemma recently. Everyone's been talking about that on Netflix.
Yeah, I just started that.
It's like... I think it's just the Facebook crowd. And I say, once those people all die, I think we'll be in good shape. No one young... You got... Your audience is not on fucking Facebook, right? They don't even know what it is. And so there's like 200 bazillion people on there all spitting politics and fake news or whatever, and it's ruining the world. But they'll all be dead in like, I don't know, 30 years, whatever, and then we're fine. Then we go back to normal.
What's
that about, Social Dilemma?
It's everything that we know as engineers just like overly dramaticized. Again, like these
dude, that's
like,
exactly why I'm not going to watch it.
It's his own problem.
I know like it's bad. I know it's not good.
Yeah. It's people from like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, yada yada, talking about how they created a monster.
Yeah, they make like some decent points, but you know, it's just like they're using some media that's like old as fuck. Like it's just people being like, I created the like button. I didn't know I was gonna make teenagers want to kill themselves.
Yeah, all right. That's really it.
We were saying that the other day. We're like, Twitter, Facebook invented the like button, and we as people were like, where the fuck's the dislike button?
I know. Like I know.
That's all we wanted. They were like, you can like this. Well, no. I want to show I hate this.
Yeah, man.
That's the real social dilemma. There's not enough ways that we can show
hate
our
hate each other. Right. Yeah. Bro, the fucking, here's the thing. The part about like kids growing up with this shit, I thought was fair. I'm like, that's crazy. Like being 11 and having people being like, why your fucking ears look like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's messed up. But as far as like being on the internet, like when I was 11, I was on rotten.com. Absolutely. I was looking at people.
Oh, you were a rotten guy?
By helicopter. Yeah.
Bro, my babysitter used to watch Rotten with me. And we would like I saw Mother Teresa's fucking autopsy. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing that happened. I don't know if it was actually hers, but I saw a person who looked like Mother Teresa getting cut open.
I'll never forget that little girl I watched get hit by a train, man. I was in like fifth grade watching people get hit by locomotives. Like if you're upset by the dislike button, the like button, whatever, you didn't grow up in my era.
You don't even know about
old light work, man. That is light work.
Yeah, but what about the dopamine that releases every time you see your light? Dude, I watched a person die.
Talk about the rush.
What about whatever nerves are firing then?
It's like, oh, you thought you made something bad with the like button? Talk to the rotten.com guys.
Yo,
we're just getting fucking autopsy pictures and uploading them. Like, we're just clickbaiting. Like, we said Mother Teresa. For all we know, that was just some fucking dude. Like, we don't even know who that was.
Yeah, Mother Teresa had a hammer cock. Dude, I saw on Rotten, I saw fucking two construction workers with chains wrapped around their dicks.
And then they
were just pulling each other, and they were having like a tug of war with their dicks. I watched that. I was nine.
Olympics, baby.
This is why you guys rewatch The Office, so you can bleach all that shit.
It's true.
In your fucking head.
It's true, man.
I saw the dude with the a helicopter blade hit his head, and like it split his shit open. And once I saw that like cornucopia of an image, I was like, I don't know if I ever want to come back here, man. All
Cody, did you not fuck with any of this stuff?
No, I did.
All right. He's like, I just don't want to relive
it. E-fucked?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. There's that guy on E-fucked with two dicks. That one fucked me up.
Yeah.
That was a weird one, man.
The worst thing I ever saw on E-fucked was a deaf girl having sex. And she,
oh, man.
And she like,
stop,
dude, it was
no.
bad. It's bad.
No, stop. No,
all right,
stop,
I'm gonna, no. all right.
We've hit the limit.
All right, fine.
We've hit the YouTubers limit. We get it. Kid gloves for you guys.
I'll back off.
So you got
I'll
a new
off.
Song out. What do you
nah. stop. Stop, man.
The new joint is Sophia, and I mean, we kind of have on a much lesser level than you guys. There's a group here who started a pop punk band kind of as a joke, and then they realized, right. like, everyone is a pretty talented musician, and we got a front man. All of a sudden, they started making real music. I feel like Tiny Meat Gang is, like, you know, obviously humorous, but also, you know, you guys can just put out bangers. It's just fucking good music,
thanks,
you know?
Man. Yeah,
thanks,
well,
bro.
Shout out to Diamond Pistols, man, because if we were making those beats, we would not be here saying
yeah,
that.
I mean, is that it? Like, you feel like you just linked up with the right people? Yeah,
totally, man.
That's he's great, man.
1,000%. If we had any bit of whack beats, it would be we'd be out of there.
Yeah, I know that, but at the same time, I'm sure they're happy to have you guys, you know, on their track. I feel like it's kind of a two-way street, right?
Yeah. No. He's great, man. He took a chance on us in the beginning and just continues to be like, yeah, let's keep at it. So, you know, and we just try to get better.
When you say get better, are you trying to make people laugh? You're trying to like spit bars? What's like the goal here of Tiny Meat Gang?
I don't know.
I
money.
Sure. I mean, it's just like, no, we want to.
Oh, let me tell you what doesn't make money. Let me tell you what doesn't make money. Music.
Right, you guys going to be pissing on your Grammys one day?
Yeah, basically. When he peed on that thing, I understood. I was like, yeah, you did all that work. For what?
Yeah.
Pee on that shit, man.
We want to make people laugh, but we also want to make good music. That's what it is.
Yeah. I think some people like are upset that we don't just do like the super on the nose humor, but you can't do that all the time.
Right.
Man.
Nah, nobody likes that. Yeah. I mean, you know, the deeper level is where it gets real clever and funny. That Kanye shit was funny though. Cause I feel like Kanye, like I'm pretty sure it's universally known that the music industry kind of fucks the artist. I feel like we've all known that for a while. It's like Kanye like just learned that or something, where he's like, wait a second. Hang on. You guys keep 80% of the money? That doesn't sound fair at all.
We interviewed
Luke
Bryan.
That's part of that he has a label.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, you're doing it to someone
else,
bro.
Own. It's like,
right.
There are so many producers tweeting at him being like, oh yeah, this shit is bad. Why don't you fucking give me my money then?
What did Luke Bryan say?
Luke Bryan, I forget what his big song was, but he was like, I made like $300 off that song.
It's crazy. They just own it. So wait, are you guys, are obviously just like putting everything out on your own, right? You don't even need to mess with any of that shit?
No, we were indie, but then we signed to Arista for an EP deal, which was, you know, which was great. They've been,
Why do that? What's the benefit there for you guys? I feel like you already have your platform and distribution and all that, no?
They definitely help grow our music and, getting some of our music out there, they've done a great job with that. So
interesting.
Yeah. But also super collaborative, and they don't tell us like how to make our shit. And, it's cool.
That's the goal. All right. Yeah. We're going to play a little, answer the internet. I believe you guys, dabbled in this once. We've kind of recently rolled it into, a podcast cause it's tough to do it remotely with COVID and whatnot. So today you guys are going to be the first ones ever though. We're going to determine whether you won or lost answer the internet today.
Based on your answers.
Wait, this is the first ever Zoom answer the internet?
Yeah, this is going to be the first one where we're talking like it's a win or loss. We've been trying to figure it out over Zoom, and for whatever reason, it doesn't quite translate. So instead, making it into a podcast segment.
I'm going to get a pen out. I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
like,
we're going to grade your answers.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll determine whether you quote-unquote win or lost, and then and we'll take it from there. All right?
Uh-oh.
Let it rip, John. Question number one.
Uh-oh. He's thinking about it.
Can you dump someone whose parents both have cancer?
Woo!
Can you dunce one whose parents both have cancer?
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not if you share a Netflix account. Bravo.
All right. You got a check there. Boom. One. That's a win.
Let's go.
If you, this is an existential one. If you ate yourself,
yeah,
would you double in size or disappear?
Would you double in size or disappear?
Ooh. You guys might not be high enough for this one. Although maybe you are. Who do I know?
Damn, double is that like some lizard shit? Like some regenerative? Like,
yeah, fucking,
like if I eat my fingers, like they'd come right back.
Right.
They...
So then you got a belly full of your fingers, and you grow your fingers back. But I don't know. Do you regenerate?
No, but realistically, wouldn't you just eventually be a torso and then just a pile of shit?
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Cody going all doctor on us. I mean, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be head, you'd be head ass and shit. You'd be head. Has.
All right, you get a win there. Done.
Has been.
Okay, good.
You got one? I got one here. If you could ask one person, dead or alive, any question on live TV, and they have to answer it honestly, who are you asking and what are you asking?
Ooh, I'm asking Putin, did you guys actually cheat?
Okay, Cody.
His answer is yes, by the way. Yeah. Like,
you guys actually didn't think that happened? Of course it fucking happened, you idiots.
Oh, no. Fuck. Can I take it back? Can I go to Bush and be like, so how did you orchestrate that whole thing?
just leave it at that. That whole thing that went on.
That must have been a lot of work. That? Where did that start?
I'd probably ask Jason Statham for his autograph, honestly.
Hell yeah! Wow. Oh, man. Both great answers. Yeah. Check. Let's you guys go. Are fucking
Fights
three
is,
for
Fights
three.
Is happy with that
yo,
one.
Yeah, yo, how awful is it that fucking Fast got pushed back? You big Fast guy, Cody?
I mean, I like the franchise, yeah.
Yeah.
It got pushed back like 4 weeks, didn't it?
Yeah, it got pushed back a month.
Yeah. Yeah. No, now he's got to watch The Office for the 69th time. That's how white guys live in time is just office reruns.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. How old are you? I'm 17 eight. Offices deep.
Yeah.
Every year is just looking forward to the new Fast drop.
Yeah,
new
I
Fast
mean,
and the Furious.
I feel like you're making fun of us, but you're also right.
Yeah. That's my stilo, man. That's my shit.
All right, should you lie about your height on dating apps?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You should say you're 6'5".
And then when you show up, you're just like, I don't know, man, it's too late. You're pot committed.
Yeah. No, then you're like, come on, man. You want to eat? What's up?
I might be 5'7". I'm still paying the bill, though.
Yeah, you going home hungry and empty, or you going full and with personality? Come on, what's up?
I think you lie shorter, like 5'4".
Oh, So you're a surprise when like a good surprise?
Yeah. So then you show up and you're like.
But then you run the risk. She's not even gonna say.
I mean, it's gonna be harder to get matches for sure.
Yeah, but. No doubt. But then it's like surprise, bitch! I'm
6'1". Once you do, it's gonna be a home run.
Yeah.
just put if you're in LA, just put I manage basketball players. You're gonna fucking you get all kinds.
Is that
of
a big
matches,
thing over
man.
There?
What?
Like managing athletes?
I mean, that's a big thing anywhere.
Is it?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I mean, I've living in New York, I've absolutely never heard that.
Well, with the Knicks, it's not.
Yeah, the Knicks isn't. I manage four Lakers. Hi, what's up?
Yeah.
I started the Kyle Kuzma petition that he shouldn't get a ring.
You'll get dudes showing up. Oh, man, I wasn't into you like that. I just had to know more about like your Lakers management. That's like really sick.
All right, last one here. if you had to be Noah in Noah's Ark. You'd only save two people from each race. Who would you save?
What?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You want to win this or lose this? Let's go.
I can't answer that.
What are you talking about?
It's not like I'm saying you have to, like, pick which race. I'm saying who are the two best white people.
Oh,
who are the two
best?
Okay, that's where your brain went, Mr. Racist, okay?
I'm saying, like, you, who are the two funniest or best black people, two funniest white people, Asian people?
No, man, because this is a fucking, this is a trap.
It's a trap. It's a big trap.
People.
Why do you think we stayed there for five, bro?
Oh, man.
I knew there was
hey,
no chance.
Hey, if I'm Moses, I got to pick two people from each race, I'm killing myself. I'm giving it to someone else.
I'm not. I'm just not taking any white people.
See, that's the loophole. That's the loophole.
No, I take Tom Hanks. I take Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I take Tom Hanks and Celine Dion for white people, I think.
Celine?
But yeah.
But then including you, that's three. So what happened?
No, I'm out. I kill myself.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You kill yourself. All yeah. Right.
I don't deserve to be on the boat. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay. So you pick all the people and then you just die. Yeah. So you can't get
I'm
in
like,
trouble.
Peace, boys.
And then you're a true hero, though. Then you go down in the history.
I'd be like that guy on Titanic who fucking, he's like, yeah, I'm out of here. Later.
All right, so what's the final verdict? Do they win or lose?
Do we win?
I mean, you went 4-5.
You get a huge fucking X on that last one.
Last
but
one,
that's fine. That's fine. I'll take it.
I mean, you got to take Denzel, Kerry Washington, right? And then...
All right.
What about Dave Chappelle?
Oh, fuck.
See?
Nah, I got to take Denzel.
Okay, fair.
So I think I'm taking Chappelle over Denzel.
Narrate?
Yeah.
Although Dave Chappelle would like hate you, or, you know, what I mean? Like, I don't want you to save me, white boy. Get out of here.
Everyone should hate me.
Yeah, well, we do.
For sure.
We do. So, all right. So you guys get the official W.
You're 4-5. You got to nominate someone else now, though.
Nominate someone to play Answer the Internet, win or loss. Who's it going
to
be?
We have to nominate anyone.
Yeah,
anyone. Yeah.
Any your friends, your acts, people on the come up, anybody you think would be good at it.
Denzel.
Like, I mean, like you said, you don't have anybody, you know, living in a house or
Cory
a plant.
Booker, man.
Cory Booker.
Something tells me Cory Booker would stink at Answer the Internet.
I don't know, bro.
Give it some thought. Give it some thought when this drops. Give out your official endorsement, official nomination. All right.
Man, it's got to be right now. We got. We're here.
Let's
here,
go.
Right?
Make it happen. Who's in the industry right now doing some shit that you know in the YouTube world, TikTok world, whatever world that. You are into.
Hey, man, if you got a TikToker on here, any one of them,
make it happen. I'll ride those fucking floppy haired weirdos to the top, man. I don't give a shit. Give me those views.
Those fucking hot 18 year olds, I'll ride.
Oh, yeah. I will ride an 18 year old boy all night.
You guys work at Instagram? This is crazy.
All right. The new single is Sophia. Tiny Meat Gang doing their thing. Of course, Noel Miller, Cody Coe on YouTube. You know it.
Yeah.
So subscribe, go download, watch, listen, all of it. Thank you guys. As always, we appreciate it, man.
Of course,
Thank you guys for having us, man.
I can't believe I brushed my teeth for this.
I didn't.
You brush your teeth for Zoom calls?
Fuck yeah, man. You know, I always feel my breath is going to come through the mic. Just
I can smell it from here. Minty fresh, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go watch The Office.
Peace. All right, guys. Later.
I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.